please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
This is platinum. This is the class.
We're talking Ferris wheels.
You've got a sassy walk.
Right. Hang on.
Put a collar on for the Lord.
Was there talk of going full Phantom?
I doubt it.
I am also laughing at that.
Everybody gave Daddy what he needed. Mad at all.
Live on tape, it's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Damn it, that beep. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the program. Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. That's the great John Sebastian. The theme from Welcome Back, Kotter, a show that I watched religiously every Thursday, thought it was in the top five funniest TV shows I've ever seen in my entire life. Go back to rewatch, zero. Not a laugh in there. What were we thinking? Good God. I had t-shirts. I had posters. I had Gabe Kaplan on my... I bought Gabe Kaplan's comedy album because of it. I fucked a doll of John Travolta because of it.
Whoa.
Whoa is right. Hey. That's more Joey Lawrence. Don't think I didn't fuck that doll. But the point is this. It does not hold up. But it still lives on in our poker games. Because many years ago, I'm curious as to how others will tell this story. My version is that somebody said quarter. They threw in a quarter, and I went cotter, and then animals cotter, because he called the man. He would always go animals cotter. Your students are animals cotter. So now whenever somebody bets a quarter, it's like animals cotter. And so it lives on.
Yes.
In poker, and we laugh. We have fun.
I'll just cut you, the younger version of you, a slight bit of slack. I assume that Welcome Back, Kotter was a bit different than the typical sitcom of its day in that it was showing kids being screw-ups. And that there were other shows that did that?
No, you're being very nice.
Well, what other shows did that?
Well, no shows did that, per se, but they...
So you saw yourself in it. I'm a fuck-up, too. I could be like these guys.
No, I saw myself as the teacher. Yeah. I saw myself as the funny teacher.
Okay.
Right? I hear where you're coming from, and I appreciate that. But it was just formulaic. It was, you know, stand-up. Hey, what do we do with this stand-up? Let's make him a teacher, even though he was a teacher in real life, I believe, Gabe Kaplan. And then Gabe Kaplan, I believe, ended up – did he write for Stanford and Son? Along with Gary Shandling? Did he do that? Or did Gary Shandling write for him? Somehow that's involved.
I forgot to mention, I think we talked about it a year ago on the show, like where Sanford and Son was like took place or whatever. And then we found out that like the exterior shot of it was a place in North Hollywood. And I happened to park there. This is a year ago now, like almost a year ago. I happened to be parked near there and took a picture of myself. I was looking through old pictures for Elliot for the yearbook and saw that picture. I was like, what is this picture? I was like, oh, that's Sanford and Son.
Did you give it to Elliot for the yearbook?
No.
Oh, you should have. That's a good one.
It doesn't read like that because it looks nothing like it now. So it's just a random place. It's also not a particularly good picture of me. So I was like, I don't really want this.
That was the hardest part about sending Elliot photographs.
Yeah, like, well, don't, I look like
don't,
shit.
Don't like me in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of looking like shit, you finally got a haircut and shaved.
Yeah.
Look great.
Thanks.
You look great.
Thank you.
You look great. It must feel good.
It does feel good. Feels real good.
Yeah. Now, are you shaving yet? Like, you shave or did you end up going to a place where they gave you the shave?
No, I just used a beard trimmer with no extension on it. And just, I haven't even used a razor on my face.
Oh, so
yet.
You've just done.
I just basically cut the hair off my face.
Gotcha.
With a clipper. And I can now this is the arm and I can do this, but I.
Wait, what is that?
This is the arm that was injured.
That's the arm.
The shoulder, yeah.
I see.
So you can see that I can do the motion, but it doesn't feel great. It's sore still, and like the range of motion isn't great. So like, you know, I had like taught myself to brush my teeth with the right hand for those 6 weeks.
Yes.
And now I can do it with my left hand, but when I get to the fourth quadrant, I'm like, I really want to switch because it like starts to be sore after a minute and a half. So
let me ask you a couple of questions. Have you started physical therapy?
Yes.
And how's that going?
It's good. It definitely, like, so they, like, I go twice a week, and then I have, they gave me stuff to do at home. And the stuff at home I was doing yesterday, and, like, it really, it's like it hurts. Like, if I do everything the way they tell me to do it for as long as they tell me to do it, it's not comfortable. But hopefully, as the muscles get stronger, then it'll be less that way.
I don't know if you're like me when it comes to physical therapy, but I hate doing the homework.
Yeah.
I like going there twice a week and doing it.
Right.
And then I want to see you the next week for twice a week. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do it in between. And I know that's insane because it's to help me.
Right.
So why would I not want to do it? Because it's boring as shit and it hurts.
Exactly. There's no up. I mean, the only upside is that eventually this will make me better. But just in the moment, there's no, I mean, yeah, you put your headphones on and whatever. But it's like this is it is definitely boring. And it if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, there is pain involved in it. So,
yeah.
It's unfortunate. But yeah, the place I'm going seems cool, and the people seem good. So
yeah, you got the same person each time.
Yeah. Well, there's a woman who's like the head person in charge of me. And then there's like a group of, I'm going to say, just like strapping young men milling about. Who are just like, they just take turns, you know, handing you a cane or a rubber band, and you do whatever the fuck you do with it. So I've only gone once there. You know, my first appointment was Friday. So like I'll go back tomorrow and see if I get shuffled around, but I think I'll see the same lady every time.
Right.
Who's like in charge of, you know, measuring my range of motion.
Yeah. And then she hands you off to the person that actually does the exercises with you.
Yeah.
No disrespect. They stand there and count.
Yeah. That doesn't need to be a highly trained person. Like, my son could do that.
Is there talk of him doing it?
No, but, I mean, it's a perfectly fine career.
No reason why he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I always like those people. The downside is those are the people you end up, because you're with them longer.
Right.
And you got to make chit chat while you're doing your, your bands. And then you got to, what do you do? How was your weekend? Yeah. Okay.
So the place I'm going, I don't know about the ones you've done where like, because I've heard some places you're basically just like they stick a clock on you, and then they're shuffling around doing a bunch of people at the same time.
That is, in my opinion, unacceptable.
Yeah. So that's I asked some friends and I got a couple of recommendations. The place I'm going, my friend was like, oh, one good thing about it is like the people who are, you know, dealing with you, it's like a 2-to-1 ratio at most. So like it's either you're either one-on-one with a person or it's you and that person, and then they go with one other person and then come back to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're right next to the other person. So it's like they're not leaving. They're just,
right.
But yeah, this friend of mine was telling me like she went to this place and it was literally just like you were just a hamster in a friggin' cage.
I went to the one that is the most famous athletic rehab place in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And I stopped going because it was you show up, you talk to the person, and then they go, all right, well, you got 40 minutes. Here's what you got to do.
Yeah.
And then.
What about showing me
I'm on my own.
Yeah. And isn't the whole point is you're showing me the correct.
Right.
Like thing.
I hated it. And I immediately left there. And then that's where I found they became listeners of the show. Enrique and Jose.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up. Then Danielle went to them as well. And they've. Do they still listen? I don't know. Maybe they listened while I was a patient,
right?
Or a client. I don't know what you're considered in that case. Are you a patient in that
question.
Case?
Yeah, I guess you're still a patient. It's just still a medical on some level.
I know they have patients for me. I'll tell you that.
They would need to.
Hey, here's a question that might be better for when we do an episode where we take a phone call.
Okay.
We take phone calls. In my life, I've had many people recommend an electric shaver for me.
Yeah.
And whenever I use an electric shaver, it takes way longer.
Uh-huh.
And it's not as good of a shave.
Right.
So.
And does it pinch a little bit too?
I don't find it.
I haven't tried one in 30 years, but I remember trying one as a teen or early 20s person. And I was like, it didn't hurt, but it was kind of unpleasant in a way that the razor is not unpleasant.
It's not It's okay. I hear where you're coming from.
It kind of like pull. It was kind of pulling.
It pulls a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I don't think
they're as bad as when I worked at on National Lampoon's Funny Money, the gangster big laughs, get you big bucks and then get you canceled. I would have to use the electric razor we did five shows a day. Mm-hmm. After like show three, I would have to shave because now it's the afternoon.
Yeah.
And the growth was showing, and even that which is now 22 years ago,
yeah.
Whatever razors were, again, the network bought it. So it was a high end one.
Yeah.
It pulled. And I hated that. Yeah. I was it's like I would be on show three going, I know I have to shave after this one and yeah. I don't want to do it. They're better than that now.
Okay.
Because I'm trying, but I guess what I'm curious about is there's ones that are $40 and there's ones that are $200.
Right.
Is it that much better?
I don't know. You'd have to ask. Maybe Consumer Reports would be the place to go for that.
Or like I said, if we take phone calls.
Yeah, right.
Some suggestions.
Have some suggestions. Because you guys, we all use razors.
I use a razor. I've tried two different kinds of electric razors over the years.
Yes.
And I didn't like either of them. One is the rotary.
That's the one where there's three heads.
Yeah, three circles. Little circles.
Yeah, I tried. Boy, I don't care for that at all.
So I have curly hair on my face.
Uh-huh.
And I find it actually shaves too close.
Oh, huh.
So I get razor bumps.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then there's the brawn style, which is the foil.
I like that.
Yeah,
I did like it better, but I didn't like it.
I like that version because it reminds me of like a dad in the 50s.
Sure.
Who's going to work and right. He's doing it in the car on the way to work and it fits in his hand. And there he goes. Gary, what you use is just a razor.
I use clippers, basically, the way Matt did his. That's all I use.
Really?
So you always have the five.
So I have a little bit of, yeah. But I do have an electric one that doesn't, like if I shave close and I can still feel shit on my neck, it drives me crazy.
I
can't stand being able, not that I'm like doing like this all the time, but it drives me crazy knowing that that's there. And the electric ones, I'm like doing this for a, it's
right.
Like, it's and like you're shaving layers of flesh away to make sure it still does it. And it still doesn't go away. I've heard that Norelco flat thing.
Oh, there's some new thing. Yeah.
It's supposed to be really good and really close, but it's also $40-some-odd.
My main, other than the whether you don't like the feeling of it or whatever, my main thing is I don't want to have to do that every day, and I feel like those things work best if you do it every day.
I believe that the businessman does it every day.
Yeah, like if you have 3 days of growth, those things aren't going to be as effective.
And they are not. I can tell you from experience, they're not.
And I like having a few days, certain days that maybe I have a little stubble, and then I reset it, and then I just keep, whatever, maybe shave twice a week.
I like having a few days between shaves if I need to.
Right.
And then I get in there with my Harry's, not a sponsor, and I don't use them. I don't use them now.
Right. You did then.
I did then, but I don't use them now.
I'm still using the Harry's. I also tried the, what's the ones like the aviator grade metal old school razor, and it uses the blade that you pop in.
I liked the look of that.
The look of it's good, although I thought it was supposed to be anodized, and I'm not sure that's true because parts of the stuff come. You don't care about that part, but I got the blue one.
Sure don't.
Yeah, you gotta go anodized. You just gotta go anodized.
Actually, that was the only part I did care about. It was the rest of it. Him shaving, I don't give a shit about. Tell me more about this anodization.
I want to go anistonized.
Yeah,
when you get dry eyes.
Dry eyes using it. Yeah. But
the friends did not know that.
Nope.
He didn't know.
The single blade.
I'm reacting on a radio show. Yeah.
The single blade doesn't do enough.
Yeah,
I'm still okay with the Harry's. The trimmer blade has caused me some heartache from time to time.
Be careful.
Yeah, and sometimes when I wasn't using it, I would accidentally touch it with my finger or something.
Oh, you mean
the
on the other side of the thing?
Where you go for the nose, right in the nostril?
Oh, I've never done that.
Well, that's where you go.
What do you think it's for?
Yeah,
I was using it to clean up an edge.
Well, yeah, but you clean up the right underneath the nostril because you can't get you can't get the three blades up there because
the multiple blades are too thick.
I never put a handle razor in mine. I have one of those clippery things.
Right in the nose?
Oh, I see.
Like right there.
Yeah. To get the few.
But since I do mustache now, I don't really.
Yeah. Hey, I thought we talked about you doing a mustache.
Doing a mustache.
Oh, yeah.
I did it. I have photos.
Okay, that's good.
My family would not let me live that way. It was
really
well. Charlie was the most interested in seeing what it looked like, and then was the least concerned about whether it stayed or not.
Yeah.
Elise was like, I can't even look at you when I'm talking to you. And then Zoe came home from a friend's house and she was just like, no.
Because to me, I feel like you have a mustache face.
Well, so that's the thing.
We have photographs of this?
Yeah. Zoe said, she came home and she was like, you look like that guy on Ted Lasso. And we're like, you mean Ted Lasso? Yep. And I was like, well, that's going to make me want to keep it. Because I think Jason Sudeikis is a good looking guy and I like that show. So, and then she's like, or like, you look like... she's like, her other reference point was literally Tom Selleck on Friends. I was like, you're not convincing me to shave it. Like,
you're really selling
two really handsome guys who I would love to be like.
Who are known for their mustaches at this point.
You should have picked some dweeb.
This is the final form.
Hey, that looks great. What are we talking about? Let me look.
But I got to show you. So I did what Elliot suggested.
I think that looks good.
Oh, that looks so good.
Yeah, dude. Fuck that family nonsense. You look great.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you got a mustache face.
You got a mustache face.
Well, I don't really want a mustache.
No, they're horrible.
No, that's fine.
No, only assholes have mustaches.
Yeah, it's like, it's a whole, that's the thing with the beard, too. It's like, I've been told in the past that, like, oh, you know, you look handsome with a beard. I'm like, but I don't want to be a beard guy. Yeah. So, all right, let me show you the other.
But you, I think you need, when you do your beard, you got to go back to the days where you kept it
tight.
Trim.
Tight.
Yeah.
Not that horseshit that we had to sit through for 6 weeks.
But don't go the producer asshole beard. You don't want to go that tight.
What's that?
That's where it's like all exactly the same length and like really, really.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. But don't you have to do that? Because otherwise it itches the neck.
Well, but I think you can. I would be down here, not up here.
Oh, stop it.
All right, so this is...
Garen certainly doesn't like that. You heard him. He doesn't even like one hair down there.
Step one was Van Dyke.
Well, that looks good too, dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really... That,
like, how did the family react to the Van Dyke?
Hated it.
Really?
Step two was James Hetfield.
Wait.
Also looks good.
No, that's bad.
You got to get down to Deadwood.
It's terrible.
It's not even. You look like you're about. That's your prison photo.
Here's another view of that.
I like it
for the listener. This is handlebar mustache with a soul patch. So basically, Van Dyke with the chin clean.
Yeah, that's weird.
Then
you got to have a motorcycle.
I like
that
you have
beard.
You have a bum arm and you're having fun with this.
So this was. This is not that interesting. This is just the same thing without the soul patch.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Yeah.
That's a wrestler.
Yeah, or biker.
Yeah.
Again, I think it's the guy from Pawn Stars, like the older guy.
Which guy?
Was it Pawn Stars or...
The owner guy? Who's like the ponytail dude?
What was the one with Chumley?
That's Pawn Stars.
Well, what was the guy... Oh, no, it's... Is it a motorcycle? There was a motorcycle show.
No, it's the other pawn show where they were like kind of like Italian-seeming... dudes, right? They seem a little
I thought
little
that, no, no, I'm thinking of a guy that there was a show that was like they were basically it was like Pimp My Ride but for motorcycles. I think
there was something like that.
yes
and
yes.
This guy,
and he would come on Pawn Stars.
Oh, that's what it was.
He would go, oh, I don't know anything about these things, but I got a friend who does it. And then that guy would come in, what are we looking at here?
Okay, maybe that's why I got confused. Anyway, that's what that looked like. It's just stupid handlebar.
I do not have positive associations in my life. Whenever I've seen that facial hair, it's not gone well for me.
No,
100%. I'll tell you this: I have husbands of cousins that have that mustache, and I'm told they're nice guys, but I don't buy it.
Here's the thing: I think my sister also married a fellow who that's his preferred.
Is that the thing? Here's the thing: you set that up like it was. Here's the thing.
I mean,
I'm going to interrupt what you're saying to say, here's the thing.
Which is the same thing.
Which is the same fucking thing.
It may be a step closer,
but
I guess.
No, but in this case, it's his sister's husband.
Here's the thing. It says fourth fuck a banana on this show.
Well, so.
In fairness, third. But for humor, I had to say
for humor. Well, the order of the thing. But the reason why, to me, it's a bigger deal is she chose it. See, you can't choose your cousins.
Well. He chose it and she's living with it. She doesn't necessarily agree with it. Maybe she does. I don't know.
Yeah, I think she probably does.
Anyway, this is half handlebar. Just took the length up halfway.
I think that looks good too.
I still don't like it.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Matt, because I feel when I did the crotchy thing, and I had the fake long thing with it on my face, I didn't like the way it felt.
This is a bit more Old West than biker guy to me, like, and I don't want Old
West
either.
Deadwood, like
Deadwood. Yeah.
Now let me ask you a question: are you going to send these to Elliot so he could put them into the video?
Sure, why not?
Okay, I can do that.
I think you have to at this point.
Yeah. Well, I'm holding them up. I didn't know if you could see.
You could kind of see them, but I think you should send them. Right. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
And then I guess that was it until I got to the final.
I like the final one. I think the final one is
where it's flattering. Where it's just mustache?
Just mustache.
Yeah.
I guess I'm in the minority. I think they are all flattering.
Oh,
cover that fucking face.
Okay. I don't mind your sort of matching me. It's just that then we both have the same thing.
Well, nobody is going to think that ever. Nobody's ever going to walk in here and go, oh, they both have the same face.
Look at the mustache twins.
Yeah. There's not a single
person in this room who would ever say anything like that. Not one.
It ain't going to happen.
Never.
What is this, a Freddie Mercury lookalike contest?
Hey.
Look at these assholes doing.
Anyway, you look good. You look good, clean shaven. You look good with the various phases of stash and Van Dyke.
I did originally intend to come in here with some version of that,
and your family wouldn't even allow you to do that.
No, they were pretty adamant that I just get.
Well, how about
it.
You say, look at but me. I look at me like, the waist down. I've got the pants.
I don't like it either, really. But all right, well, so I mean, like, I
think it would have been for the humor of one day.
I know, yeah. but it was like, I don't know. When you're borderline on something, on your own appearance, and everyone around you is, the energy is, get the fucking shit out of here, then it's hard to no, I'm gonna push against that and tell you that it's actually great.
When did you shave?
Last night.
Gee, you couldn't wait 24 hours? You could have at 3:30 today, you could have shaved.
I would have had to be out in the world with it, though.
Nobody is seeing you in your car.
You
go house to car, car
know,
to studio,
you never
studio
know
to car.
Who you're going to run into?
I know who you're going to run into.
Somebody could confuse you for Sam Elliott. It would have been a great day.
As a reminder, I saw Sam Elliott on the picket line. He said, "Hi, Sam," and he said, "Hello." And Oliver still thinks it's the greatest thing in the world. That
hello,
Dad, I can't believe you said hello to Sam Elliott. It's like, why wouldn't I say hello to Sam Elliott?
Yeah.
Well, there's a million reasons why.
But the reason why you would is because he might say hello.
Hello. Yeah. Hey, we got. Let's deal with this shit. Got it. I'm going to let that play.
Why, do you have a cookie to eat?
I don't.
Yeah, we got to remember that we came up with that plan.
This is a, appears to be a t-shirt of some sort that somebody sent in.
Careful with the knife.
Yeah.
That's always true, Matt.
Well, I just mean don't cut the shirt. I don't care about his finger.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Gamer sex. Hey, so this is a shirt that says something on it. Is there a note? Is there any sort of note attached?
It's a receipt.
There's a receipt. It says, shipped to Never Not Funny, but is there any sort of a, here's a fun shirt. This is a little guessing game for everybody.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go. Here's your shirt. It says IFHDT.
I fucking hate Donald Trump.
There you go. There you go.
A little lower, right here, Jim.
Right there.
There we go. Yep, perfect.
I fucking hate Donald Trump. That's what this shirt stands for. And
it's very telling and sad that we immediately all knew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I wish it weren't on the top of my mind like that. But
there was the other one. Remember the last time they impeached
the motherfucker already? Yeah.
So that's nice. Whoever sent that in, it doesn't tell us.
Remember back when we thought impeachment meant something? Good times.
This was comes right to us from the t-shirt company, and it does not tell us who sent it to us. So thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hey, you may notice a scent or slight discoloration. Don't worry. Both will disappear after the first wash.
Thank God.
Okay.
Oh. What is the scent? Ink?
Man, get in on it. It's just a little
warehousing,
maybe?
Yeah. It smells like it's been hanging out with cardboard too long.
Yeah. I mean, it's not disastrous, but it's... thank you, whoever sent that in. Thank you. And then we got this one. This one arrived as we were leaving last time.
Oh.
And...
it's got some weight to it.
It does have a little weight to it. It... in fact, I'll tell you exactly. It's it's 3 pounds, 5.10 ounces.
It doesn't sound like that much, but
no, but it does feel
for the size. That's heavy. Like it's a small box, smaller than a shoebox.
On Good Eats, Alton Brown would always advise you to pick your fruits and vegetables. They feel heavy for their size.
Huh.
So maybe there's a fruit or vegetable in there.
It's an interesting note.
Here's the thing.
I tried JoJo's for the first time.
Yeah?
Just in case that's a box full of Oreos.
From Trader Joe?
Yeah.
They're good. You don't like
them?
Okay. How fucking dare you?
Just the standard? Standard O?
Standard
Joe.
Oh!
They don't hit the way that Oreos hit, and they're a little gritty.
Dude.
They're a little gritty, but I didn't dislike them.
A little gritty about Trader Joe's.
I can't even look at you right now, guys.
We got a message here. Oh, hello there, says the front. Hello. Oh, beautiful handwriting here. Mm. Hello, Never Not Funny. Since you brats like to come unraveled at every exotic flavor of Oreo that passes your desks, I thought you might need these to recover. Thanks for everything. Have the best day. Kind regards, Heather. Now, that did we receive something from a Heather last week or last episode? I wonder if it's the same Heather.
It was a postcard, right?
Yeah. But I wonder. There's no way to know.
Because we threw the postcard away.
No, we didn't.
We hung it up in our cherished postcard wall.
Yeah, the back of that door is just all postcards.
Shut it! I'm reasonably certain that we threw them away on air.
Oh, okay. Very good.
There's more posties.
Oh, dear.
This is
Post Malone.
Dangerous.
This is, if I may, 3 pounds, 5 ounces of Post Malone Oreos.
Dear God. I'm trying to stop now. It's been too much. Well, I've been immobilized by injury.
I'm having one.
Yeah, I have to have one too.
I'll also want one if I may.
Play the song again.
I can't get it up.
Oh, wait, play the Oreo song while we chew. Wait. Well, no. Get your cookie first and then.
No, I can do that.
It's not going to time right. Oh, that's a good point. This will be interesting because I've decided as of 2 episodes ago that the s'mores is the best one, the best Oreo we've had.
I stand by.
But now we're going to get to.
Now
that I've had that and I have it in my mind what that one tastes like, now I'm going to find out if this one.
Oh, man, those do smell good, though.
I will say this. Heather calling us brats did not upset me. I like the idea.
Interesting.
Because I knew it was from love.
Yeah. I mean, I was waiting for you to explode on her, but
no.
it was all in good fun. There was no malice.
Are we going Mike Henry?
Any of them so we could chew.
Go.
Well, maybe one louder than this.
Someone from Hollywood released a baked good special edition. So here's our mission. We went to buy them so we could try them. We're tasting cookies.
Oh, 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 Oreo. Taste it and you'll remember. Oreo expired last September. Oreo, which flavor will they taste today? Garen sucks.
Now here's the thing.
Oh
wow, hold on, you might want to
so
hold
your
that
joke got iced. Please reevaluate your life.
Why here?
I don't know. I thought we were still chewing, and we've never played this, and I've never had the opportunity.
What is it? Garen Rocks.
Oh, that's my favorite jingle of all time.
It's wrong. Because,
I missed the first part.
It's Cold as Ice by Foreigner.
Yeah, no, I know that.
But it's You've Just Been Iced. Reevaluate Your Joke or something.
That's good.
That's really good. Now, who sent all those in?
Okay, so Iced was Keegan Kellogg. And I don't know how long I've had that, but I've never had the opportunity to use it.
In the mornings.
That's a new name. What's that, Keegan?
Morning.
Yeah.
Then we have Tasting Cookies from Mike Henry and Mike Link's Oreo.
Yeah. Earth, Wind & Fire.
Yeah.
Garen, this is a note from Heather. Put that with her other one. Which, Elliot...
I'm going to say it. Not as good as I remembered it.
I disagree.
Really, it was good.
It is as good as I remember it, and it...
it's still good.
It's neck and neck with the s'mores.
To me, it doesn't touch the s'more.
You don't think it touches s'more?
No. It's good. It's just not s'more good.
It's between s'more and toffee.
Really?
So, toffee.
You think toffee's number one?
No. Toffee's 3.
Okay.
Post Malone 2. S'more 1.
And I, you know what? I as of this,
I'm with you.
As of this writing, and it could change. We don't know what's coming down the pike.
Sure. Yeah.
I've got Post Malone and s'more, maybe 1A, 1B.
Okay.
And then honestly, if I'm going to, I'm going to go with just your standard golden.
Mm-hmm. You sure you like the golden?
And then
we haven't done. By the way, we have one left that we should probably include our guest on.
Okay,
that's behind you.
Yeah, we do have one left.
So the test is not complete. Mm-hmm. But the other thing I realized is this test has not included standard Oreo and standard vanilla Oreo, which is what you're talking
about.
But
we know that those are delicious.
I know, but
I don't think I've ever had the golden.
Oh.
You need to have it.
And
I think we need to have them just to fill out, because it's not a scientific experiment if you don't do it all together.
Just
because
I'm not doing it on the air doesn't mean I'm not doing it.
I haven't had one in a long
extensive,
time. Either.
Extensive off-air testing.
They are delicious.
I think I like the s'more one better because the filling isn't as sweet.
It's also the least... chemically tasting, like the Post Malone has a little more of a chemical bite than I remembered.
Yeah, But not that it's bad,
and the toffee does too. But in both cases, it's still delicious. It's just that it's there.
Yeah.
Whereas the s'more, it tastes like what it says it is, and that's comforting.
and I'm going to argue s'more. And maybe we've already. Maybe this isn't a revelation. S'more better than regular Oreo.
Yeah.
Oh yes,
I agree.
I don't think regular Oreo makes my top five.
Not anymore. I mean, it's familiar and it's nostalgic.
Can we include double stuff in this? Because like, if we're gonna do it.
Sure.
Like the standard isn't creamy enough.
There's too much chocolate for me.
I hear you.
Which is why I like the golden.
I like chocolate.
Now, does it make any difference to you that in the advertisement they insist you have to have milk with it and you're supposed to dunk it?
I'm not doing that.
You shouldn't have to. A good cookie
should stand on its own.
Should work.
I mean, I love my raw milk. You know that. But I'm not.
I think I would put the original Oreo. Well, I have to try the golden one again, but I think I'd go. S'more, Post Malone, original toffee, and then after that, I don't care. Maybe the golden. Yeah. Maybe the golden bumps above toffee.
Maybe lemon meringue.
Is that what it was even called?
No, it was key lime.
Yeah,
but
it wasn't.
No, there was a lemon one.
There was both, but the key lime one wasn't called that. It was some other crazy thing that they called it.
He has them still over there.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why, because those were horrible.
Of all the bad ones, that was the least bad.
The lime.
The key lime one.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Agreed. Let's agree. Let's agree to agree.
This is the wrap up. We're going to do one more. We're going to include Allison in it. And then
I want to acknowledge to the fan that we know that Hydrox came first and that Oreo is.
Oh, here's the thing.
By the
way, on the air, I said Hydrox was a Chicago company.
Oh.
They are not. Hydrox Soda. Is a Chicago company. Oh. Hydrox Cookie, I believe, is Kansas City. So I did misspeak on this program because I just assumed, because who wouldn't, that Hydrox Soda and Hydrox Cookie are the same company.
Why would there be two different companies?
With the same.
I don't know.
It's weird.
Hydro X.
I don't know. I like Hydro X as a name.
Yeah, right.
What I don't remember. I've had Hydrox, but not for years. Like, they weren't good, right?
Hydrox was okay. Hydrox was very much the cookie you would get when the teacher brought cookies in and you're in third grade.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know what? You guys have been a good class. I'm going to reward you with cookies on Friday.
Yeah.
And it would be a plate of those because they cost a lot less.
Yeah.
And teachers don't make a lot of money. And they certainly didn't back then.
Right.
I've heard the story once about like how like Oreo and Hydrox are somehow related, much like other things like Windows and Mac OS. Like, Windows was more popular, but Mac OS came before, but then there was blah, blah, blah. So I don't remember. There's a story like that for Hydrox and Oreos, but I don't remember it.
I believe Oreo was first.
No.
He's saying Hydrox.
Hydrox was first.
I don't think it was. I think that's where we're wrong. I believe we thought that was the case. No, you're right. Hydrox was first, and then Oreo was.
But
Oreo is the knockoff, but knockoff is better.
Right.
But the knockoff is better.
Think of Hydrox as the knockoff.
Right.
Oreo's
because as a kid.
That's it.
We always got Oreos, and then you see this thing that looks just like an Oreo, but it's not. But I
heard some asshole today say he thinks JoJo's aren't good. Did you hear that bullshit, Elliot?
I did hear that. I don't know the JoJo, so I can't explain.
There was a new JoJo flavor I saw last week, and I didn't get it.
Is it the blueberry-looking one or something?
I don't remember. But I was like, I cannot have more of these cookies in my life. It's already out of control.
Well, to your point, Matt Belknap, My back at the moment is not allowing me to really do any sort of exercise, and so I am even walking hurts, and so I'm not moving a lot, and trying 9 cookies a week is not
right. I've
the greatest thing.
Similar situation where I was not doing any exercise with my arm in a sling and eating like an a-hole, and then all these goddamn cookies. I'm not saying it's all the cookies' fault, but they didn't help.
Well, it's certainly 100% your fault.
I'm the one choosing.
It's 100% my fault in my case.
Yeah.
But you'd have to be. These are gifts. You can't look at gift horse in the. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. What band? You could pull it.
Three Dog Night.
No. No, more current, but not current.
Don't look. Is it?
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Is it?
That may not be the lyric.
Woody Allen Blowfish.
It is.
The way you sang it made me feel like maybe.
Sort of the Bowfish. Is that the lyric?
I don't know.
Like a gift horse in the mouth.
What song is it?
I don't know. The one that mentions gift horses.
Oh, gift horse.
Yeah. Don't lick a gift horse in the mouth.
Gift horse, parentheses, in the mouth.
In the mouth. Don't lick a gift horse in the mouth. I don't know. It's one of those.
probably on the first album. Got to assume.
Hootie and the, yes, it is. Running from an Angel is the song.
That's
it. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Come on, try and tell me what they thought about those things you're dealing with. You're living a lie. Every time I see you, it makes me want to cry.
Running with the angel. It's a good song.
Well, you're running from an angel.
Running from.
Yeah.
That whole first album is good. It's a good album.
Mm-hmm. Cracked Rear View.
Good album. The Darius Rucker. And as we maybe have talked about when Regan Burns was here, great singer, not a great frontman. Yeah. Not a great frontman.
Not everybody has the full package.
It just, that last show just was, just missed. Just missed. All right, Allison Rosen is here. I've got the con.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We're looking for your horror or sci-fi that begins with the letter K. I've only got three. I mean, I don't know if I said that on the air or off the air. I've only got three. And good luck. I only need one. And you got to match it. That's the premise of the game. Mm-hmm. And I'm interested to see what the fans have to say, because Elliot usually gives us a list of 10. Mm-hmm.
I go fourth, and I can only think of one, and it's never going to be this. So I'm going to just say.
I wonder if that's what mine is.
Oh, if you say the one fucking thing I'm thinking of, I'm going to be so mad. But in any case, anyone who wants to take this bet, I am not winning this week.
I can't say. I know.
But the thing is, you can only think of three.
I've got three.
So, like, clearly this is winnable because.
It's winnable.
There's not that many.
The fans, I think, have seven.
Okay.
So it's a tough letter.
Super super winnable because there's so few options.
Yeah. Like a gift horse in the mouth. We'll be back.
Hey, gang. Matt here with some dates for you. Allison Rosen is on Instagram at Allison Rosen. She's also your new best friend. That's the name of her podcast. Allison Rosen is your new best friend. Available wherever you get podcasts. She also has a Patreon. I think you should support it. She does great work. She's been doing great work for a long time. Go to patreon.com/Allison Rosen, and you can get exclusive content and other fun stuff over there. So do that. Jimmy Pardo is hosting Pop Cultured at the Ice House in Pasadena on May 17th. Then he's going to Plano, Texas on May 28th, the Mic Drop in Plano. And then he's at the Creek in the Cave in Austin, Texas on May 29th. And he's in the Rickles Room at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City, Utah on May 30th. Go to jimmypardo.com. Click the show's link for more info on all that stuff and enjoy.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the program. 35 is not the answer. 36K is the name of the episode. It's the name of the episode. 36K is the number and the letter of the episode. Our friend Allison Rosen is here. You know her. She needs a friend. No, that's Conan O'Brien needs a friend.
Oh, that bastard. You're right. He stole my brand.
Yeah.
I invented friendship, and I invented being your new best friend. All of that stuff. And then he, like, comes out of nowhere, suddenly has, oh, wrote for The Simpsons, late night show. Oh, that's your podcast? I'll take it.
Ugh. Yeah.
And he's so tall. Have you noticed?
Yes, 5'4", Jimmy has noticed.
Okay, so you have noticed.
Yes, there's many a photograph of us together where in order for us to take a photograph together, I look like a child posing with their favorite baseball player. he gets down low to fit into the screen, or photo, whatever it's called. He's very tall. Mm-hmm. And he's got a very successful podcast, as well as he's got that HBO series.
Let's definitely plug him.
But you know what? He lost his house in the fire.
Oh, he did?
No, I don't think he did.
Okay.
Which is why I was able to make that joke. But I do believe that he had to... I don't know if he's back there.
Oh.
I don't know if he's a person that was allowed to return to their home.
Right, yeah.
Right.
That's what's crazy. There's people who... Their house was fine, but they can't live in it because it's like all the smoke just mm-hmm. made it so that everything needs to be.
Friend of the show, Mike Rock, had that.
And, oh, okay.
And then also the neighborhood is still, the streets and stuff are not passable.
Right.
Yeah.
In some cases.
And I think the water has potentially benzene in it. And I'm a real Aaron Brockovich over here.
We know this about the water because we learned this from the great Whitney Cummings. People were emailing her and texting her that they saw people pouring gasoline into the sewer system. So as I've said many times, Allison, when you see somebody doing that, you don't go to the authorities.
You call Whitney.
You go to average comedian Whitney Cummings.
Yes. Sorry, dumb over here. But what's the significance of that?
She's nuts.
No.
She's right-wing bullshit.
But if that were true.
No, but what's... Yes.
It was...
significance of pouring gas into the water, meaning what, though?
The liberals, they're doing... We did it to ourselves.
Like we're trying to burn the city down.
To burn the... Yeah.
How would putting that in the sewer work?
Thank you. Yes. Is that how they're... Are they...
It's just so crazy it's true.
It goes from the sewer to the fire hose.
I guess... Is that...
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out is like, even if someone was doing that.
Hey, don't ask me. Ask Wendy. She's the one getting the texts. She's the one doing the research on this.
She would make the worst Batman villain. At least the Joker knows where to put the poison in the water.
Right. You don't think Whitney Cummings does?
No, she
doesn't know where to put the punchline. Not a fan.
I think she's a sage truth teller. Like she said in one of her tweets.
Whatever, is that right?
Something like that, yeah.
There was just a Vulture article on her on why she's decided to be a right-wing comedian.
Is she out about making that decision?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a conscious... Yeah, you read the article.
I'll read it.
And it'll infuriate you. Like it's just, so you just... You're selling out.
You're a grifter.
Yeah.
You're a grifter. You're, right. You know, and in the article it says, as she discussed on the Jimmy Dore podcast. There we go.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Well, it sounds like she's saying the quiet part out loud. That's what I call that.
Yeah.
I have an update to this story that I had not heard previously.
Which story are we talking about? The sewers?
It's all part of that. Part of the sewer situation, which they say is to exacerbate the fires. Among these threats, Cummings patrolled her neighborhood armed with wooden swords to discourage arsonists. She even used social media to show what she was doing and raise awareness of residents about being vigilant.
Wooden swords would be the worst.
Yeah,
To
fight an arsonist.
Oh boy!
She read the Three Little Pigs? Like,
yeah, at least basic fire. Use stone at least. Yeah. Sword.
Wow.
Well, that's a heavy sword, though.
That would be a heavy sword.
I think standard metal would do the trick.
Yeah, I just said sword.
Just sword.
Yeah. Regular sword.
I'll tell you what, a cocktail sword would be more effective.
A plastic sword.
Than a wooden sword, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, again, she's gone nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go.
Exactly.
Local Ninja Turtle with Cummings patrolling the city.
Unbelievable.
Well, good luck to her on her current tour. But who is here is our friend Allison Rosen, who's as the young people say, a minute.
It has been a minute.
When were you last here? Do you know?
It was after there was a weather event. There was that atmospheric river thing everyone was worried about, but then it wasn't that bad.
Was that last year?
I want to say it was a couple years ago, but
I
could be wrong.
No, it has not been that long.
Maybe
Garen,
it's been a year.
Garen will pull it up.
Okay. It's been a year.
It was probably winter, like February 2024 is my guess.
Well, you think it's 2 years ago? Well, that's a year and a half ago. A year and a half ago.
I'm going to say a year and a half. That feels right.
I'm going to say February 2024 as well. I like that. What do you got, Garen?
August 24th, 2023.
Oh,
what?
No.
At least for the last episode.
You know what? That is closer to 2 years than it isn't.
I'm horrified.
If that were a game, I would have won.
Well, what? Why is that the case?
It's on you, man.
Yeah, I wake up every day asking, and then finally I got the email.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Happy to make that day.
It worked.
Is, we've both been on your show
more recently
since then, and so maybe that makes it feel different. Like we've seen you. We've spoken to you into microphones in the meantime.
You still got that, Thaxton?
I do.
All right.
Tony Thaxton, do you feel like a little of me goes along a long way? Like, is that what I'm getting?
No, not at all.
Okay, good.
I enjoyed my time in your studio.
Thank you.
Got a different answer than Matt, but that's cool.
You know how potato chips, the flavorologists in potato chip, maybe I saw this documentary and I think about it way too frequently, but they've engineered the flavor so that you eat it and then the flavor extinguishes really fast and you're like, I got to get more of that. It's some thing they do to manipulate you so you want more. Do I need to have a personality extinction where you see me and it's so great and then you're like, I got to get more of that.
If you can engineer that, that would be very valuable.
Right, because it sounds like I have too much staying power. And then you're like,
People are all set. Full meal like lasts. Like, tides you over for months. Huh.
I didn't know.
So now, does that mean that you can make a potato chip that doesn't do that?
I think so.
This is like the whole thing where like light bulbs could be made to last for 80 years, but they aren't because they want to sell you more light bulbs. We need the everlasting light bulb of potato chips.
Yes.
So that I can eat and not want more.
Like one bag chip.
One chip.
One chip bag.
One chip.
Well, like the super hot, you know, like those, what's that called? The ghost pepper chip. It comes in a container of one chip in
it. Have you had that?
No.
I've never even seen that. Where does one find this?
I think you have to go to a specialty store. It's in the world of hot ones, you know, like the, you know, that show.
I believe 7-Eleven had them for a short period of time.
Oh, they did? Okay.
This one right over here.
Yeah.
And it cost like $7 or something because it was this one magical chip and you did it to amuse your frat buddies.
Right. It sounds like a prank chip.
Yeah.
Novelty prank chip.
Should be
and I have no use for that.
Yeah. They should only sell that at Spencer Gifts. Like that should not be in an actual food market.
The one chip challenge, it's called.
Okay.
Paqui's one chip challenge is one of them. Paqui? P-A-Q-U-I?
I don't want to do that.
No.
We do a lot of dumb taste tests on this program, but I don't want to do the hot chip because if it goes wrong, it goes wrong.
It's going to destroy you. Like, that's the whole point of it, is that for it to be awful and make your taste buds explode.
It's a young taster's game.
I'm a guy who, back in my younger days, would have the hottest of the hot wings. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't. Now I get the honey barbecue. Like, it's not even, I'm not even getting the buffalo anymore. Like, I can't, I can't handle it.
Did you used to enjoy it, or did you do it to impress the ladies?
Because you know, you're a lady. How would that have worked?
I mean, wow.
Thank you.
Look at him. His nose is running. He's sweating. He's turning shaking.
Red. It was because they were delicious.
Really? Yeah. I can't do spicy at all.
At all? You don't like a spicy dish?
No. For a brief period of time, I liked a jalapeno. Peño margarita. That's the only spice I liked in alcohol. I don't drink anymore. But in general, I just find that it's to me, it doesn't enhance the flavor. It just makes it painful.
I see.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's different than flavor. Like flavor and spice are not in the same. It's like something could be tasty and spicy or not tasty and spicy or vice versa. But like, that's what I never understood. It's like, who cares if it's hot or not? Like, just don't you want it to just taste good?
Well, I thought they did back in the day.
Right, but the taste of it could have existed without the spiciness of it, I would think.
That's what people like you and me think.
I'm wrong.
But the people who love spicy food,
they need it.
They feel like it's
I'll eat a spicy thing, too. Like, I'm not against it. I just don't know. Like, I got Elise. What's that place in Burbank called?
IKEA?
No. Target.
Swedish spicy meatballs.
Burbank Water and Power. No.
These are all in Burbank.
No, it's like a discount supermarket. I forget. It's called like Discount Market or something.
Oh, so not like Aldi.
Oh, that place.
Yes. Yeah.
No, it's next.
Not Aldi.
Next to Lens Crafters.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God. Super something.
I think it's.
Is it a red and yellow logo?
Superior Market.
Not Superior.
Okay, but that's Superior is sort of a. On the discount side.
I believe Superior caters to a certain demographic.
Sure. I think that they have a
grocery outlet?
Grocery outlet.
Ah,
yes.
They have an extensive Hispanic food.
Yes, they do.
So selection.
Elise was at Grocery Outlet, and because we watch Hot Ones, they had Hot Ones brand party mix. So it's like peanuts and little pretzels and other ding-dongs and whatever the fuck they put in mix. But incredibly hot, and she got like, you know, it was like one of those things where they're like 50 cents for a huge bag, so she got like three different flavors, and I ate a whole bag of them, not all at once, but like it was hot and not like unpleasant, but very like, it was like, whoa, like more than a normal, like whatever the hottest Dorito or whatever the hottest Taki is, it was like hotter than that, but I still ate them.
Did you like them though?
I did, but that's the thing. Like, I guess that's what I can't understand is, like, I think the flavor of it was good. Would I have liked it as much? Same flavor, no spicy. I don't know.
But I don't know if it would be the same flavor.
Maybe not.
Spicy is
maybe,
not flavor.
Maybe
this is
the,
my point. This is my point.
Well, but you can get mild wings, but I guess the point is the pepper that makes it spicy also has a flavor to it.
Yes.
And you can't extract the flavor from the spiciness.
Correct.
All right. Well, that makes sense. I'm glad we walked through that very basic concept.
That's why they have the various levels of of hot.
I just don't like pain with my food, so I don't.
Yeah,
same.
I hear you.
Understand that.
It just seems like in this day and age, with the advances in science and culinary technology, they would be able to get the flavor out of the pepper without the spiciness. And
one would think. I mean, look at jelly beans. They can make one taste like anything.
Right.
Yeah, that stupid thing where you don't know what flavor you're getting.
Yeah.
It could be rotten egg. Why do I want to buy that? Why would I buy a box of prank?
Some of them might be good.
Yeah, but you could just buy one that's just good.
What's it called? Bean Boozled?
Yeah, Bean Boozled.
Oh. Yeah. Zoe likes that. I think it's fun if you're a teenager and you're sitting around with your friends. It's funny. It's a good time.
I guess
it's relatively harmless.
I guess
game.
I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah. We're beyond.
I don't want to have your chickpea flavored. You know what I mean? Just
no.
Give me the.
I'm good.
Give me the chickpea.
Give me the classics. Right, bubble gum.
But don't you enjoy it more if you eat a good one and you're like, oh, I mean a good one, then you see your friend is throwing up because they just they ate vomit.
One, right?
Isn't yeah, one there's like one that's called barf.
There's also one with the F word.
I'm out.
There's one with the F word?
Yeah,
F-A-R-T. I'm not a fan of the word.
Okay, I thought you meant the other F word.
No, which crazy.
What does that taste like?
The F slur? Whoa, that's a crazy jelly bean.
My six-year-old asked me, what is the F word the other day? Because I think he had heard it. And I'm like, okay, so it's a bad word, so we can't say it in public, but it's. And I said what it is. And then he's like, but what does it mean? And I thought, I should have seen this coming. But I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, no follow-ups.
Yeah. So then I said...
What F word did you tell him?
The traditional.
F-U?
That's the
classic.
One.
We can say fuck.
I said, I told him fuck. And then he said, then he's like, fuck. What does fuck mean? Oh, and I lied, to be quite honest.
Yeah. What did you say?
I said that if something is fucked, it's ruined or destroyed.
That's not lying.
I don't know if that's lying.
It's,
but it's not the full answer,
not
obviously.
The first definition. You know?
Right. Merriam-Webster would tell us
right.
that.
Well, I just imagined him being at school and something going wrong and him being like, that's fucked, you know? And right. then
that's fine.
I guess that's still, you know.
I think I had a couple of those when my kids were little, and I think I just said, I'll tell you when you're older. Like, I did the classic dad answer.
Yeah.
Like, I should have done that.
You could have done that.
Bernie Mac has a terrific bit about motherfucker. That might be too
should I play
specific,
it for him?
But he talks about it being a noun, a verb, an adjective. Yeah, it's everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember
it's
that.
Very bit. Funny.
Yeah.
Bernie Mac. For the Bernie Mac show, that fella?
From that television series.
Yes. Comedy. We've lost him.
The Bernie Mac. You guys were talking about Barry Manilow and the scarf thing. Do you recall this conversation?
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah.
So at the beginning, when you said that you associate him with scarves and isn't there a picture of him in a scarf, I was like, no, that's stupid. But then a few minutes later, as this went on, I was convinced, there is a picture of him in a scarf. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there is or not. However, I did find something.
Oh boy.
Which I think, I don't know if your listeners have already sent this in. I don't know if they've been, if the
when did that
Part of Whites have
did
been
it just
on.
Go up?
It did. It's very recent.
Yes.
Oh, maybe today. No.
Or was it last week? Like last Wednesday?
Probably last Wednesday.
It's latest episode in my player.
Was it Russ McGarry?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That would be last week. Yeah.
I'd just like to show you this.
Yeah. I think I know what. Yeah.
Have you seen it? Did they?
Oh, yeah.
It's
no.
A picture of him with a scarf. He tweeted this or X'd it. Looking forward to scarf weather and fall colors.
Look
hashtag TBT.
Uh-huh.
But I know that's not the kind of scarf
that's
you were talking
not what
about.
I was
you were
imagining.
Talking about a neck covering scarf. I'm wondering, could it be Rod Stewart you were thinking of?
Oh. Possibly. They both have.
Is Rod Stewart wears a kerchief?
I don't know. There's some picture that I am also convinced that I know of, even though I don't trust that it's real. But I can clearly see either Barry Manilow or Rod Stewart wearing a scarf around his neck, 70s style.
I can see both of those things happening, yes. Honestly. But yeah, the thing I was picturing was almost like as if Barry Manilow had neck surgery and had to wrap his neck in gauze. That was the image in my mind.
Okay. That's different than what I'm seeing now.
All right, well.
So I just did a quick search, Barry Manilow scarf. And so I don't know if I can, you can see this. Let's do it. There it goes. I don't know if that's red thing.
That looks like
a sock.
That's like going to a soccer game scarf.
Well, I'm
going to
tell you this. We received one email from somebody that had no less than 20 photographs of Barry Manilow.
Oh,
but all
like that
accessories,
like hanging down the front, not
trying
wrapped
to hide
around.
Anything.
You know who else does this? Paul Reiser will do this. Paul Reiser will go to a movie premiere and dress casual, but he will put on a scarf around it, and that dresses it up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a very Hollywood thing to do.
Yes,
that's how Barry Manilow always wears the scarf.
There is one. There is one where he's wearing it like a cravat.
That's more what I was picturing.
Yeah.
So yeah. I will show cravat.
But there's a lot of Rod Stewart in a scarf.
Right. Rod Stewart, that was a terrible picture.
There is a lot of Rod Stewart?
There's a few.
Yeah.
There's
more. I would want that removed from the internet if I was Rod Stewart.
It's all over the Guardian. It's their top picture.
I didn't like that at all.
I bet he's like, I hope they associate me with scarves and not that other thing.
Yeah.
Well, too late. I saw Rod Stewart in concert in 2006, which is now 19 years ago.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. I didn't want to go.
Who took you?
Mike Schmidt and Pat Francis. Mm-hmm. They had an extra ticket. And I was like, I don't want to go. I don't even care if it's free and you have an extra. And then the day of, they went, come on, dude. Let's just go for the hang. And it was worth it.
Wow.
It was great.
He was good on that charity thing they did for the fires.
He was.
Just recently.
Yeah.
I would see him now. I would go see Rod Stewart.
He's always in Vegas now.
Hmm. Yeah.
He doesn't leave Vegas. He loves it. Sin City, they call it. Allison, your thoughts on the nickname?
I like it because, to my mind, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Wow. You've always thought that.
I've always thought that.
You should trademark that.
Do you think? Is it catchy? I guess
really
so.
Good.
Is it catchy?
And to me, what happens there and stays there is sin. So
right. That's the implication.
The city.
Exactly.
Up.
Yeah, it's not like
What do you call the stratosphere? You have a nickname for that, too, don't you?
The strat?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, quiz me on my other ones.
Do other ones have nicknames?
Hmm.
The strat advertises a lot on... YouTube TV.
Yeah. I can't think of another one with
them. I mean, I feel like it's time for Caesar's Palace to be like, we're CP. Like KFC, you know?
Yeah, that could mean something else on the internet and you don't want to know. It's not a good thing.
Do you know, Jimmy?
I believe I know what Matt's referring to.
I don't know
if that's a negative thing, though.
Child porn?
Oh!
I stand by my statement.
The only reason I know that is because
I did not know that's what you were referring to.
what did you think?
Colored people.
Oh.
Oh, my God!
Because that's CP time.
Right.
We've heard the phrase.
People would say.
The only reason I know that other thing.
Bigots!
Oh, okay.
And if I may... Black people. They say yes. It. And I say they. I don't say they.
But to refer to what?
To
like
the fact that the stereotype, the negative stereotype, is that they are not punctual.
Oh,
so if you
gotcha.
Show up late, they are on CP time.
And they very I hate using the word they very often. A black friend of mine, and I don't have many, as is proof by the guest list on this program.
Yeah.
They will arrive late and they will say, sorry, man, CP time. And then they laugh about it and I get uncomfortable.
Right. Yeah. I don't think I've ever had a no. Just I don't think I've ever. I don't think I've ever heard someone say to me that's CP time. But thank you, fellow white people, for telling me, because now I'll know.
I feel like it might have been in the movie Undercover Brother, and I forgive you if you haven't seen it.
Thank you.
It's an Eddie Griffin movie.
Should I see it?
No.
Okay.
No. That's the movie. I don't know if you know this, Allison, but before I became a podcast producer, I was a script reader for Imagine Entertainment, which is Ron Howard and Brian Grazer's company.
Not know this.
Yeah,
I
had to read scripts all the time. I would read them and then write coverage on them. And sometimes I would read scripts that they were developing to make into movies. And then sometimes I got to go to the premieres of those movies. And one of those premieres was Undercover Brother, a script that I read a lot. And it's not great. It's not a good movie. But
I heard because I've got bad notes.
I mostly blame the reader for this one. Yeah, I was asleep at the switch. But the premiere, we're watching the movie, and then the movie ends, and produced by Brian Grazer, and Eddie Griffin, the star of the movie, goes, Brian, you've done it again.
Oh no!
just silence, just like so uncomfortable.
Because you just all watched it.
Yeah, right. And it's just like, we know you're full of shit. That wasn't great. Ugh. Now, actually, there are people who like that movie, and it's kind of maybe a very, very minor cult movie at this point.
Is it ironically culty?
I don't know.
It's got a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, that's higher than 75.
It sure is.
Anyway,
that's pretty good.
Those are numbers, yeah.
I don't remember if it made it into the movie, but I remember CP time was in the script at some point. Maybe it's in the movie or not.
Did you circle it? Come out?
Good one.
Okay.
You did it again.
Nailed it. No, what I was going to say before is the reason I know the other connotation of CP is because.
Oh, finally, he gets back to this.
Because I'm addicted to child pornography. And so what I'm looking for. No,
yes.
Because. My favorite soccer player's name is Christian Pulisic. his initials are CP. Mm-hmm. And so when people talk about in forums on the internet, talking about the U.S. national soccer team, to abbreviate, people will say CP this, CP that. And then inevitably someone always comes in and says, hey, you know, you might not want to use those initials. And it's like, oh, okay. And then so that's how I
But you know it. How I'm using it.
Right.
So you're a moron.
Right. Yeah.
If you're reading this, hey, CP really played well today. And you think it's that.
You mean child porn played well? Gotcha.
Oh, shit, I did. But you're an idiot.
Right.
Also, if you're looking for that on the internet, isn't there like a more
there's got to be
a
savvier way to get around acronym. The laws that are in place.
Right. That seems a little on the nose.
Yeah.
Now, when I was listening to the episode where there was all the Barry Manilow scarf talk.
Yes.
Jimmy, I heard you do an exquisite read. And in it, you talked about caramel or caramel.
Yes.
And people can pronounce it however they want. Which I appreciate that freedom. But I just want to tell you, I go back and forth. Do you guys also?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think I have landed on a...
Does anyone only say it one way, are we all trying to figure it out?
It's a caramel chew, it's a caramel chew.
There's caramel, caramel, and caramel.
Yeah.
Which I think all mean the same thing.
Did you say caramel?
Yeah, caramel.
Oh, I don't do that one.
No,
so you're saying caramel or caramel.
Caramel or caramel. And if I say caramel, I'm a little bit outside myself going... Who are you saying it like that?
100%. Yes.
Who do you think
sometimes
you are?
I do have to say it that way, mm-hmm. especially if I'm talking to someone who probably says it that way.
You're trying to
I'm
read their
switching.
Vibe.
Like, I guess.
Yes. Like, yeah. What are they going to think is right? I don't want to say it in a way that they think is wrong, and then mm-hmm. they think I'm stupid. Yeah.
Yeah. I also pecan. That one switches around for me.
I'm always a pecan. I say pecan for humor, and you tell me what the humor is.
Honestly, you could say pecan for humor, too. I don't know which is funny. Like, they're both, to me...
I say pecan in the same way that I say bagel.
Right.
And you know, other words that...
Bagel's fun.
Well, I say pecan. What do you think of that?
Oh, but pecan pie? Well, you're a hillbilly, then.
Unless you're like Billy Crystal in When Harry Met Sally.
Oh,
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
And, you know, I do a show with Greg Fitzsimmons, and I was referring to something as a saga, and he said, why are you saying it that way?
He says saga? And you're still doing a show with him?
It just happened recently, so I am open to the idea that I have got to jettison
this
guy.
You've got to pull the plug.
He says, yeah,
I don't know.
I say saga as part of my...
bagel.
I'm going to have a bagel and listen to the band Saga.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
No one said...
He's from Boston. That's not a Boston thing either. That's just crazy.
I think it was just maybe a brain fart. Oh, sorry. A brain effort.
What are you doing?
Sorry. It was weird because he was convinced I was saying it in some funny, like dialect kind of way.
Yeah. Okay.
No, this That's is how crazy. We say it.
Saga.
There's no other way to say it.
These two are suspiciously quiet on the saga.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still.
You're back on caramel.
I'm now having to correct myself.
Oh, thank heavens.
So caramel, C-A-R-M-E-L, is a proper noun that means a city or
in
a person's
California.
Name yeah. or whatever.
But that's Carmel.
Carmel.
Or Carmel. Yeah.
Carmel.
But
not caramel.
There's caramel,
yeah.
which is how it's spelled. And then some people say caramel without the second A.
That is exactly the conversation.
Yes, exactly. So... To me,
you added the third.
I'm almost positive I have seen products that are spelled C-A-R-M-E-L as a food product, apparently incorrectly.
I believe that you're not wrong, but
maybe
I believe
that's
still caramel.
But
it's not
to me. If you drop that second A, you aren't saying the spelling right. That's why I always thought that when people say caramel, they were talking about the spelling that
but
doesn't have the
there's
other
crazy,
A.
Like, you know, there's crazy words that are pronounced differently than they're spelled.
We already know what I feel about spelling things that's not the way they're pronounced. So,
well, welcome to the English language.
Yeah, right.
What do you want to do? You can't fight the city hall.
You can't fight the feeling.
Forget the way, it. It's that. Chinatown.
Thank you.
All right, Speedwagon, we got a lot of references.
Speaking of this, I can't let this, because if we're talking about pronunciation.
Oh, no.
This was a major, major fucking issue in my house last night. And even before this came up, I wanted to get everybody's take on it. And I actually think Allison's a good person to run this by.
I'll be the judge of that.
Elise and I like to watch, not Family Feud, the television show. We like to watch 2.5 minute clips of Family Feud on YouTube. That's that we will watch 10 of them in a row and yet not watch an episode for some reason. But anyway, we do that a lot at night. And, we were watching one last night, and they were doing the thing at the end where they give you five things quickly. And one of the things was a word that rhymes with blog. And this woman said dog. And I was like, good answer. And Elise was like, what?
And I was
I was like, no, yeah. What do you mean? She's like, dog doesn't rhyme with blog.
Who is she, you?
And so I was like, no, now I need to know of the four of you. Does the word blog rhyme with the word dog?
If I'm rapping, and you know I love
it. Oh, are you going to spit rhyme?
I no.
Boy, sick flow.
You are a human boner killer.
I don't see why that was. I thought I was happy with that. I've said things that I knew were bad. Sometimes on purpose. I like that one.
Well, I'm glad you're happy.
There's one person in the world happy about what you just did.
And the world's a better place for it.
Fuck you. I would say, again, you would rhyme, what's the original, blog?
Blog.
Yeah, I'm reading, well, Dog with a Blog. It's the name of a TV show.
That was one of my first arguments.
Yeah.
So she's suggesting slog, that the L needs to be involved.
No.
What is she? Then what's her argument?
Yeah. The vowel sound,
well, first of all,
right?
Let me just go around and...
Or does she say blog? Because some my mom has that Chicago bag. You know, oh, you read that in your blog.
Wouldn't she also say dag?
Dog?
No.
Oh. Interesting.
But a lot of people say blog. So I which I learned after I chastised my mother unnecessarily over dinner.
So
I think it rhymes.
You think they rhyme?
So, dog and blog.
You
yes.
Think they rhyme? Yeah. You think they rhyme? You think they rhyme?
I think they can rhyme if you want them to.
Okay.
How can they not though?
So she says. Like you just alluded to, there's a slightly different vowel sound in dog that dog, makes it not rhyme blog. With log, blog, flog, or frog.
What does it rhyme with?
That's what I asked her, and she said there isn't another word.
Oh it's like orange.
She was like, I don't think there is another word.
Dog and log. She's suggesting those don't rhyme.
She is sick.
I love your wife to death, but she is wrong. Well, does that rhyme?
I mean, if I could see there is a subtle difference.
Here's the thing. I thought if anyone was going to back her up, it would be you, Elliot.
So because to me, I think dog has a W sound in it.
That's what her point is.
Whereas like, log is more like, very, an A vowel.
When you say dog, there's a very subtle aw. Like you're saying like the
dog.
Like dog.
But log. Saying,
you
log.
Could. You see, you could do it. But log.
You don't say log. Like she's saying there. Like,
you don't say dog.
That's what I said to her. You're saying exactly what I was saying. But like when you like, and this, Bob, by the way, this went on for 40 minutes.
Oh, I believe it.
I've done entire episodes on Dawn and Dawn.
Wait, what?
D-O-N versus D-A-W-N. Oh,
yeah.
To me, I pronounce them exactly the same. And there are people who are like, that's insanity. They're two very different
like
sounds.
Like Don Johnson and Dawn.
Yeah, they do not rhyme.
Dawn.
Again, I'm from Chicago, and I dated a girl named Dawn, whose entire family called her Don. Hey, Don. Hey, Don. Jim. Don. Hey, Don. Jim's here. And then her father's name was Don.
Oh my God.
Dawn and Dawn.
And so
who came down?
Not Don. Don had passed away, but Dawn. But it's Dawn. So it's Dawn and Don.
Yeah, that's what they say.
You have to know. Okay, you're wrong on this.
I'm from California on this.
Pardon?
Dawn, Dawn.
That's the other thing about the dog
and
the log thing.
This is how we say it here.
That's how you say it here.
Dawn, you're saying, Dawn.
That's how we say it here.
Say done. D-O-N-E. Say it.
Done.
Done. No. Not D-O-N-E, just D-O-N.
Oh, just like the name Dawn.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you meant Dawn.
What are you doing?
I thought she said Dawn.
No, Dawn so and like, Dawn are very different. Okay. But Dawn and Dawn.
Like Dawn Johnson.
Okay,
Dawn.
Now, yes, okay.
Dawn Johnson and Dawn Wells.
Sure.
Dawn Wells played Marianne on Gilligan's
Island. Okay, I couldn't think
Dawn
of a famous
Wells,
Dawn.
Dawn Wells, Dawn Johnson.
Can I Elliot this up a little bit?
Did you say Dawn Johnson?
I don't know.
I'm very serious.
This is what I say.
How are you going to suck the fun out of this conversation?
In a lovely way, I hope. Vowels in the English language used to not even be agreed on when you were writing stuff down. It wasn't until Oxford English when they started nailing them down. Vowels are not the important part of words. So that's the reason why we have all these regional differences.
It's going to look like I'm listening. I'm going to Indeed.com to see if anybody wants to be
mean?
A video producer.
So, for example,
vowels are not the important part of words.
So, in Hebrew, there never used to be vowels. In Arabic, they kind of don't have vowels. And if you look at Old English, the same word will be spelled with several different vowels, sometimes in the same.
Well, sometimes they throw that extra E on old, don't they?
Mm. Oldie. And shop. An extra P-E yeah. on shop.
Well, yes. So what's that bullshit? And does that rhyme with dog?
So did
you?
Lease.
Where'd you stay last night? Because I'm getting out of that house.
Well, the thing was, so
the dog house.
One thing that happened was,
did you bring the kids in to ask them?
Charlie was already asleep.
You wake him up for this. You wake him up.
I mean, we might have woken him up with the yelling. Zoe came out and we asked her, and she agreed with me. And then, like, Elise was like, humorously, like, she was self-aware and like we were laughing, but she was like kind of losing her mind. Like, she was just like, it was like she thought we were gaslighting her, and we weren't. But then, so Zoe called one of her friends and asked her friend, and her friend agreed with Elise.
Oh no.
Wow. And then her friend's dad agreed with Elise.
Hang up.
But then her friend's mom agreed with us. So then it was tied. And so that didn't solve anything, except that her mom is like a teacher or something. Like, she does something with, like, I don't know.
English language, yeah, dictionaries.
Yeah, and I was like, well, that gives it more weight on our side. Mm. What we ended up doing...
is divorcing.
Filed the
separating,
papers.
Yeah.
So there's... Zoe recorded herself saying both and then slowed it down to like 0.25x
speed. Her.
What is happening over there?
Just on her phone. And like, I have to be honest, when she slowed it down, I was like, oh, I do kind of hear the difference now, but I didn't want to admit it. So I didn't really say anything. But then,
Matt, if I can interrupt.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have found a research paper
on this.
From
written last
Audrey
night
Farber, by the University of
Curious.
Colorado Boulder, on whether or not dog and log, not blog, right.
Which is
rhyme.
The same.
Yeah, could be. Well, you don't know that for sure.
The intro reads as follows. A true story in 1994, give or take, a young girl was in kindergarten class and they were learning about rhymes. Can anyone name two words that rhyme? Asked the teacher. The young girl raised her hand. Dog and log. Dog and log don't rhyme, dismissed the teacher, thus scarring the young girl for life.
Her name was Elise.
Or at least providing the foundations, blah, blah, blah. So she has composed an entire research paper.
Holy shit.
Oh,
well, I'm going to have to read that.
She's the one who
Well, she's nuts.
They do not, according to this research paper.
This is...
They do not rhyme,
they
according
do
to
not
the paper?
Rhyme.
All right, Gary, take this piece of paper and go across the hall and just ask Tyler to read this to you.
Okay.
And see how he says it.
And record it into your voice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What's happening, guys?
You're stuck?
What? Oh.
Oh, move your legs.
No.
You got to move. Yeah.
Did you lock
it? Is it locked down? Did you press the lock button? Garen, for
actually,
those listening, just having a little
trouble. That's okay, it. Garen lives here now.
Oh, that just went on. That went on too long, I think.
What, him trying to get out of the desk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you're recording him saying those two words.
With his permission, obviously.
No.
Tell him.
Really? Yeah, of course.
By the way, I thought I could settle this by saying, okay, I said, we agree that, because Merriam-Webster has, you know, the pronunciation,
sure.
phonetic spellings
right.
and everything.
Yes.
I was like, we agree that, like, Merriam-Webster is an authority on the English language, right?
What happened?
And she said, yeah. She's like, okay, so I was like, so if we look up these two words and look at the phonetic way that they're both spelled, that will determine whether they actually rhyme exactly or they do not rhyme exactly, right? And she's like, yes. She's like okay, I'll look up. She's like, you look up dog, I'll look up log or whatever the other one. I don't know if she looked up blog or whatever. I think it was
I said slog, but
it doesn't matter.
I think it's the same.
So she looked up that, I looked up dog. In Merriam-Webster, it lists two different pronunciations for dog. One of them matches blog and one of them does not. So basically we're both right.
Do we blame Merriam or Webster for that? What do you got?
I heard laughter.
I heard Tyler laughing.
Yeah.
Tyler's a handsome guy in the window. That
I've seen him before, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing something with his hair now that I really should sit him down and talk to him about
it. Is it bad? Is it detracting?
He bleached it, right?
He did some. It looks like he bleached the tips. It's growing.
The thing is, he's so good looking. He can pill off anything. Like, it's infuriating.
But he's not going to sleep with you, Matt.
Well, I can keep trying.
You don't know that.
You're right, I don't.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
In order?
Just.
Oh, it's just vocal.
Yeah.
Damn, I was fixing my hat and everything. Slog. Dog.
Wait. Sorry, we were laughing.
Can I hear that again? Because it sounded like he...
It sounded like he said slog.
Damn, I was fixing my hat and everything. Slug.
Slug?
Slug.
Dog.
Okay.
Where's he from?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. He said them differently from each other, but...
He said them differently, but agrees they rhyme.
Well, yeah. And 10 out of 10 confidence.
Now I'm more confused.
That, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that?
10 out of 10 confidence that they rhyme.
All right, let's go. Here's the big question, though. On the big board on Family Feud, how many points did Dog get?
Yeah.
Let me check.
It seems like that... Like,
I can look that up because I know it's in my...
Because, listen, if I'm walking around Universal City Walk and Family Feud comes up to me and says, you know, hey, I'm going to ask you five things. Name a word that rhymes with blog. Dog. And then you move on. So to me, my guess would be 84 people said dog.
Yeah. Wait, I mean, there's a lot of things going on here. One is they're spelled the same. So when you see a word that's spelled the same, you're more likely to assume that they rhyme than they're not, although the English language does fuck with us that way. But also, rhyming is an artistic, poetic choice. And if you listen to, like, rap lyrics or anything else,
But you ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, well, I was just trying to help.
There's a lot of near rhymes.
There's a lot of near rhymes, or they will change the pronunciation of a word to make it rhyme.
Yes, but that's not what we're doing here. We're talking about blog and dog.
Well, sure. that's what Elise ultimately said so that she could sleep. She was like, I guess rhyming and being exactly the same are not equivalent. Mm. That was the concession she was willing to make. By the way, I was like, I didn't necessarily feel like I won as much as I felt like I'm satisfied with what we've come up with here. She was the one that could not let it go, which is unusual. Usually I'm the one who will not let it go. Yeah, it's hard to believe. Oh, here it is. The first person said vlog.
Which is an exact rhyme.
Terrible answer. Blog and vlog. I mean, it's true, but it got a zero because
it got a zero because nobody on City Walk is saying that.
Right. So this is the first person. This by the way, the overarching thing of this clip was that it's a friggin' disaster.
Yep.
The first person got like 12.
Which is why it's a clip.
Yeah. Let me just skip ahead.
I saw one where the first person got like 180 points and the second person got zero.
Oh, no.
No.
Couldn't get the extra 20. But you know what? Here's what could happen. That person had all the great answers. And so when it comes to you, you say the same things.
And you lose all that time.
And then you lose all that time. And then you go into a panic like, I can't think of a second word.
I think she was put up for adoption after that.
You think the family got rid of her? It is the family feud, Allison.
I know.
You think it's between the families, but it's amongst them.
It's internal.
Yeah.
I mean, this did cause a family feud at my house. So
it's accurately, that's true. That's
accurately
point.
Titled. By the way, the first person got 26. I want to be accurate on what happened here. Okay, here we go.
Well, dog alone's going to get him 84. I feel good about 84.
Toilet paper.
Women on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like your mother-in-law?
3.
Give me a word that rhymes with blog.
Dog.
Name something you go through quickly.
Snacks.
Tell me something most people clean at least once a day.
Counter.
Pass.
Teeth.
Name something babies do that nobody has to teach them.
Walk.
Cry.
Try again.
Talk.
Tell me something. Don't.
They're just laughing at her. They're laughing to her face when the time is running out. All right. Yeah, so I'm just trying to get ahead to what dog got.
Yeah.
By the way, the number one answer for mother-in-law was 5 out of 10.
Wow.
5 out of 10 women do not like their mother-in-law.
Like, how much do you like her?
Oh, yeah. How much do you like her on a scale of 1 to 10? Yeah.
Oh, 5? Right in the middle?
Nine.
What?
9 out of 100?
9 people.
So what's the number one answer?
Oh, that's a good question.
Do they tell you?
Well, the way Steve Sometimes Harvey says it certainly doesn't rhyme.
9.
Dog.
Oh, wait. They have the whole... I forgot. They have the whole argument.
Oh.
Clog?
Clog. No, it's clog.
Clog. I would say clog.
Clog drain?
Clog was number one.
Clog.
Clog.
Yeah. Hold on. Wait, how do you say it?
I got a clogged drain, but I guess that's my Chicago accent.
Yeah,
or
Chicago.
Is that how you say it?
Oh, wait a minute. Clog.
I didn't realize this. Steve Harvey agrees with Elise. He's also saying they don't rhyme. He's like mocking her to her face.
Steve Harvey got winded between the 6th and 7th button on his suit. You can't judge what he's saying.
What is the number one answer then?
Clog.
Clog. I don't want to live in a world where this argument exists and where dog and blog don't rhyme.
So what do you do then?
I don't know. What are my choices?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
It looks wonderful, but is that vest not too warm for you?
No, I'm okay, actually. You know what? I am. Thank you for noticing. I am newly opening my life to vests. I've never been a vest person. I've always wanted to be. I have always wanted to be because there's just something cool about a vest, as you can see. But it just never looked good on me. But then recently, I've tried again, and I'm like, oh my God, this could be my vest era.
Why didn't
era.
You think they looked good on you before? Wait, what was wrong? Was it just a different
thank
style?
Thank you for not saying, why do you think they look good on
you
now?
No, no, this looks good on you, but I don't
thank
know.
You.
What were you trying, like polar fleece? What were you doing?
Maybe they were too puffy. I don't know what it was.
Like
it
a just, puffer vest.
Yeah, it just, I just felt like it just like, oh, I look like a marshmallow or something.
They're too puffy.
Which, by the way, I don't want to take us down this direction again, but like my kids eat Squishmallow cereal, but it's spelled Squishmallow. And I've been walking around saying Squishmallow because I just refuse to say it wrong. But then I just finally gave in and I'm like Squishmallow. And I'm like, yeah, that's how it's supposed to be pronounced. Why is there that extra A in there? It should be an E.
Aren't marshmallows
myself.
Also spelled mellow?
Marshmallow? I think so. Yeah. It should just, I hate that. Anyway, back to the best.
Our language sucks. With you. That's the bottom line of this whole conversation.
No, it's not too hot. And actually, frequently, I find that I wish I were just wearing a jacket. I don't even know what warmth. Not right now, but like if I was outside.
You run cold. You're always cold. Is that?
Not always, but yes. But lately. So if I'm outside and it's cold, this vest is not cutting it.
That is my son's argument. Whenever I say, hey, let's get you a vest. And he's like, why do I want a vest? I'll just wear a jacket. I'm like, because sometimes a vest is perfect. You throw it on over a hoodie like this, and then it warms you up just enough, but you're able to still be loosey-goosey.
Yes.
And he's not hearing it. He does not want it.
Today was the perfect day. I walked my dog this morning, and I put a puffer vest on, and it was the perfect.
Over a t-shirt?
No, over a hoodie.
Over a hoodie, yeah.
Yeah, so I had like the hooded sweatshirt and then the puffer vest, and I couldn't have been happier with the temperature of my body.
So you guys are always going vest over other warm piece of clothing?
Very rarely will I put it over, like if I wear a long sleeve t-shirt, which I will wear from time to time, very rarely will I just go, well, I'll just throw the vest on.
Right.
Because you kind of look like a dickhead.
That's what
well,
I'm
vest
wearing.
Over t-shirt
no, no, no.
Crazy.
It looks nice on you.
Thank you.
Like to me, vest over t-shirt is like
long sleeve or short sleeve?
Short sleeve.
Well, surely you're
like
well, then you're
you
like wearing
know,
a t-shirt and a
was,
scarf.
Like you've been in a coma. You don't know what the weather's like right now. If you think a t-shirt's okay, but then you need a puffer vest over it. It's like either wear a jacket.
What if you're just going to take the garbage cans out?
Well, then I have like a sweatshirt I throw on to do that, like at the door.
Not everybody has a special garbage jacket.
I mean, I have a selection of jackets and other things that I could put on. I wouldn't choose the sleeveless vest for that.
But maybe it's 10 o'clock at night and you forgot to bring it out and you're in your t-shirt.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, you know what? I don't need a full jacket for this because it's June and it's very warm outside.
And to Jimmy's point, you want to be loosey goosey.
Yeah, you want to be loosey goosey. You never know what's going to happen.
I think in that situation, I would just go, I'll be fine with nothing on. If it's warm enough that I don't need sleeves, then it's warm enough to not need the vest.
I don't think you have what it takes to be a vest guy. That's
it's
what
true.
I'm hearing.
The thing is, I wear them like once a year because I feel like it's such a specific temperature that they're correct for.
I know.
Especially in LA.
I was in Chicago when I took Oliver to see Hamilton in Chicago, which is what, 2015 or whatever, 2016.
Yeah.
And the weather changed that day. From 85 to 30 for some reason. Like it went crazy. And we're on Michigan Avenue and I went from being comfortable to freezing. And I went into Macy's and I was like, I don't care what it costs. I need to buy a jacket or something. And this, Tommy Hilfiger vest. We're on sale, 75% off for some reason, and it is the perfect weight. It is not too puffy, and but it has a little bit of warmth to it. And so for the 75% off, I go, well, this will work. It did not. But I wear it all the time, and I always want to buy a new one because it's now 9 years old. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, that's getting old. That's an old vest. It still looks brand new because I wear it three times a year. But I always look for new ones, and none of them look as good on me because they're all too puffy.
Yeah.
So that's my vest story. But I love
We all have one.
We all have a vest
story. We all have
I have a question
feels
for
feels good
you.
To get it out.
Right. Thank you.
For this need.
Yes.
Vest versus hat. Because hat can, for me,
I was going to the theater, sir. I was not going to get a hat.
Fair enough.
You saw what happened to Lincoln.
This is just more generic, though. Because for me, I run warm. if it could be cold outside, I'm going for a walk. If I put jacket on, jacket's coming off in 5 minutes.
Why are you talking like Trump?
I don't know why. But if I put on a hat, then I'm usually okay. But if that's warm, then I'm just taking off a hat. So where do you land,
where do you put a hat when you take it off? It
depends on the hat. But if it's a foldable hat, I just put it in a back pocket.
What?
Whereas jacket, I've got to tie it up.
Yeah, tie around your waist. That's a lot of horseshit.
Yeah, and then you look like that asshole.
You can't do that with a vest.
No,
that's the downside of the vest, too.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to put it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I fold it up and put it in my back pocket. It's a little. Is it bulky? Yes, it's bulky.
Sure, it's very bulky.
You wear JNCO jeans, though. Yeah. So you have enough room.
I don't know what those are, but I laughed anyway.
It's the 90s gigantic blue
jeans. Oh, okay, thank you.
At the risk of going back to the dog blocks.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Garen, we moved on. Yeah, we successfully moved on.
I have what I would say is possibly definitive.
Oh, you think it's breaking news? Is this breaking news?
Oh. This can't be.
Breaking news with Garen. It's probably not really news.
Two sources. First, my brother. He has a linguistics degree.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
But you also have a degree. Your whole family has sham degrees.
He says yes.
He says what?
They rhyme.
He gets it.
Merriam-Webster.com.
Oh, you were not in the room for this.
Did you look it up?
That was the end of the story with Elisa and myself. We basically each looked up one word, and maybe you're about to say the same thing. Dog has two pronunciations. One of them matches blog, and one of them doesn't.
Oh no, I'm just looking at words that rhyme with dog, and the first one listed is blog.
Oh,
huh.
Well, there you have it.
So.
Merriam-Webster and Garen Cockrell's brother.
The thing is, even though I was arguing, I mean,
I was
on the other side of it with my wife. In my mind, in my head, I was like, she has a point. There is a very
takes a big
slight
man to admit that on a podcast the next day.
Yes. When I know she'll listen to it, and she'll be even more angry if I don't defend her here.
but you know she'll listen in 6 weeks.
Yeah,
she's behind.
Yeah. She still won't be over
so
it.
So this fire.
No, but the thing is, like, you know, and the weird thing is we both went to Emerson College, where you have to take a voice and articulation class. You basically, part of the class was to learn all those crazy symbols for phonetic spelling, like the upside down
diacriticals,
E,
I believe,
and the A with the dot on top, yeah, and the A with the two dots on top, and all that shit. So we studied this shit. And what I told her is what I will tell you guys. If we went to the teacher of that class at Emerson College and said, do these two words rhyme? That teacher would say, no, they do not. There is a slightly different vowel sound in each of those words.
That was your big concession.
Yeah.
No, it is a concession.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
I turned that teacher in.
Yeah. For CP.
But now I kind of want to do it.
So, oh, like, goodness.
I need to find somebody. If anybody out there goes to Emerson, or if you know someone who goes to Emerson who's taking voice and articulation, which is the name of the class, let me know.
Matt.
Yeah.
Off topic.
Yeah.
But the topic of Matt and your house.
Yeah.
When you mentioned going to the garbage in your garbage jacket, mm-hmm. Do you still have a gigantic pair of Crocs that you love?
Oh yeah, we talked
do
about
you know,
that on your show.
You know that he's a Croc wearer.
I know. You told me on your podcast.
Oh, I couldn't get over it.
Yeah.
They're not regular Crocs either. They're like bigger.
Yeah,
they're puffed up. These
puffed up.
They're
Crocs.
extra squishy. Now that's. I'm glad you brought it up because I wanted to ask you. Did you take my advice and get a pair for yourself for the house?
No, but well, every time I see them, I think about you. And if I'm near someone who's like in the podcasting world at all, I want to say, like, do you know Matt Belknap wears those?
How dare you? They're house shoes for me. I don't wear them out.
But you said it on a public podcast.
Yeah. I know, but you're still.
It's in canon now.
You said it on Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
God damn it. Did you not hear? And cut that.
They're the perfect house shoe because the main thing you need in a house is something that will protect your toe from stubbing. That's what I learned. I've stubbed my toe many times on a chair. Like we've talked about our kitchen chairs.
Our kitchen chairs are the devil.
We have the same chairs. And
Do the legs come out?
The
like
back
that?
Legs go out no. evilly.
They go out in a way that
you just
don't learn your lesson.
No, because the high part of the chair, the back, tells your brain one thing, mm-hmm. and then the leg is out, absolutely outside the
it's
bounds
just
of that.
Out half an inch enough,
yeah,
that you hit your foot on it more than you should.
They look good, these chairs that you guys both have?
Yeah, like, yeah, they're nice.
What are they like?
Mid-century modern.
Mm.
Yeah. It's like a wood with a padded seat, padded back.
Okay.
And you can take the cloth off and you can change the cloth. Like they sell all different patterns and colors and stuff. So.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
I'm going to support your theory because in my bedroom we have the bed frame has the really short posts,
Yes.
And both Irma and I were constantly stubbing toe, ankle into short post, whatever. Yeah. I actually bought posts. There were chair legs.
You should buy Crocs for that.
There you go.
For
it. They were chair legs, and I drilled a hole into the thing so that it would have a post. So now we know where the side of it is.
A visual representation.
Oh, it's like when you're backing up in your garage. You
know, you 100%.
Like the tennis ball.
Yeah, exactly. So it hasn't happened again since we did that. Well, so that supports your theory that it's the back of the chair versus
the legs.
But
doesn't it look nicer without those?
I got it so it matches, so it... You can hardly tell.
So it just looks like what? I forget the word for that.
Like a four poster.
A four poster.
But they're kind of shorter because they're.
Doesn't sound right in my head, but I knew it was a
four poster bed.
Right.
Yeah.
It's short of a canopy.
Is it?
You're short of a canopy.
Island or deserted island?
I think both are correct.
Those are two different things.
I think they're two different things.
Because a deserted island could have a jungle on it.
Right. A deserted island could be anything. It could be snowy.
Yeah, but a desert island is a desert.
But like when someone says, okay, you're
desert island discs. Five,
yes, yeah. That is. So it's desert island.
They usually say desert island discs, right?
But I think it should be deserted island.
This is
probably. Because the
four poster bed
you're
situation.
Stuck on there by your, you're stuck out there by yourself.
Yeah. A desert island could
with
be
a boom box, apparently. And
that's a good point.
and a power source.
And one cassette right. And a power source.
No, that's fair. It should be deserted island.
Yeah, because a desert island could be populated. Like any, like St. Bart's is a desert island, right? Technically, a
lot of fresh pies on one of those islands.
Desert island.
Oh yes,
fresh tide.
Good stuff.
That was a joke.
Yo, I think we got a new one.
Check out the walls and remember
the. Oh yeah, hit the new one, Elliot.
So your joke got iced. Please reevaluate your life.
Your life.
You, Garen, don't change a thing. You're literally perfect.
Except you, Garen, you're literally perfect.
Well, that was fun.
Who makes those?
We don't know who did that one.
That's Keegan Kellogg.
Keegan Kellogg.
I love it, and I love that name.
That's a nice name. KK. Yeah.
By the way, behind, but I don't know if you can get into this. We got the. The skylight frame. This is not an ad for skylight, but we are currently advertising skylight the skylight calendar.
Yeah,
and we have it here in the studio. If you get the plus subscription, it gives you the photo saver screensaver.
Yeah,
and where you put all sorts of photos on there, and it's got a nice feature. But I bring it up because I think it's perfect. I'm going to scroll back to one of them. I'm going to go to this guy. That was when Never Not Funny sponsored a hole at the Conan golf outing.
Right.
And Conan, I say this now because I know Allison loves him. on the Never Not Funny, he wrote with a marker, debatable. So that when I got to that hole, I would get a nice charge out of it. So that that was back then.
Yeah, jerk.
Award-winning comedian,
comedy
writer. You say comedian or comedy? Because that's debatable now, I guess.
Right. Do you say comic or comedian? Well, is that what you just said?
No, I said comedian comedy because I misspoke. Yeah. That was when I first started comedy way back in, I think it was 1957. And I was doing, you know, the strip clubs and the brothels mm-hmm. and the sure. bathhouses where, right. you know, Bette Midler and I would perform. And Barry. Barry was there.
Mm-hmm. The end of ill repute.
Yes.
Scarf or no scarf?
Scarf. But nothing
but
else.
Only, yeah.
Only a scarf.
We were in Chicago for some reason. It was a big deal if you called yourself a stand-up comedian or a stand-up comic, and there would always be the one guy that would go. And by the way, I don't even remember what side he was on, but whatever side he was on, he was right, and you're all fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. When in reality, I think it was a comic tells jokes and a comedian says something funny.
I've heard that, or vice versa.
That
like one says funny things, the other one says things funny.
I've heard that before.
Which is like,
so
what the fuck are we even
shut
talking about?
Up.
I mean, if I was going to split those hairs, I would say that a comic tells jokes, like set up punchline. So
yes.
Stephen Wright would be a comic in that sense, whereas a comedian is what we would call alt comedy now. They tell a story that includes funny things in a story. That's how I would look at it.
We call Charlie Chaplin a comedian.
Yeah, a comedian could encompass funny actors.
Interesting.
I've always used them interchangeably.
Me too.
100%.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
because
fine by me.
That's what you should do.
Okay, thank
because
you.
Because this guy was annoying.
Yeah.
And neither of those words strongly connotes either idea. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you could apply with whatever you just said, the opposite could also be true.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there's no, there's, all right.
Like I said, if I was going to split hairs.
Oh, well, why wouldn't you? That's your fucking role here.
This dude's blog says a comic is a comedian.
You mean
a
blog?
Isn't necessarily a comic.
Well, who says this?
NewYorkComedy.wordpress.com.
No. Was that part of that cringe scene? Remember that was a big deal?
Remember deadfrog.com?
No.
I don't.
Oh, it was a website that guy like wrote about comedy.
Oh, good for him. He deserves it.
It was good, actually.
Frog and
who's
blog.
The guy that used the Sean? Remember there was a guy named Sean that had a comedy
blog?
Oh,
yeah. I know him. Hmm. I went to a show with him in New York. Sean. What is his name?
He was very supportive of podcasts very early on.
Is that the guy that like he always wore like a blade, like a jacket with maybe a scarf?
I will tell you this. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't.
I may be thinking
you have a
else.
Scarf thing, which is okay. But
really,
I don't. I think he is was a blazer guy. But then I think now I feel like he's writing for one of the bigger periodicals. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
You wrote that Whitney piece for Vulture?
Maybe.
Sean
maybe.
Something.
Oh, wait.
Sean something. Oh, like Mullins, but
wait,
not.
It was something about Brooklyn. Remember that blog that was like a comedy blog? It was something Brooklyn.
I don't think that was him.
Okay.
No, that's
no,
not
his
him.
Was a
no,
comedian.
That was Dylan. That was Dylan okay. Somebody.
I know him too. Is it a comedian's comedian?
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
But not a comic's comic.
Mm.
Unless it was. I think it was a comedian. Could you look up a comedian's... Am I allowed to order him around?
Yeah, sure.
Garen, could you look up a comedian's comedian by Sean something?
And give us the initial of his last name.
Or a comic's comic if you can't find comedian's comedian.
C-A-N?
Yes.
You sure?
Yeah.
I think it's S-E-A-N.
I think so.
By the way, the other thing was Brooklyn Vegan. That's what I was thinking.
Yes. They did music mostly, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Then that's not Dylan.
Was this guy from America?
Mm-hmm.
He's a patriot.
But I feel like he's Irish originally.
I think he's Irish. Well, Sean, really?
Yeah.
You think so, Allison?
I don't know. I have an Owen.
What?
I have a son named Owen, which I think is Irish sounding.
Yeah.
But we're not Irish.
Yeah, but Sean is
I guess,
really
yeah,
the
you're
Irish.
Right.
Especially
you're
spelt right. That way.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is the same guy. This guy's last initial is L.
Is his first name Sean?
His first name is... Sean.
I don't think it's L.
And it's at the comedian's
I feel like it's
comedian.
An M.
Is it a blog called The Comedian's Comedian?
Or C.
I
mean, if it's a comedian's comedian and the guy's name is Sean.
Then it probably is him.
Probably him, yeah. I don't know what the...
Did you you found the comedian?
No, I haven't found the blog yet. Hold on.
All right, what's that guy's name with the L?
Sean Locke.
No, nope. It's not. Nope. No.
Absolutely
no.
Not.
No.
Get the fuck
couldn't
out of here.
Couldn't be less
no,
that.
This guy can fuck off.
Yeah.
He's dead.
I hate him.
Oh, what?
Oh, he's dead?
That guy's dead, yes.
Oh.
Rest in peace.
Okay, I got
him.
Like this
guy.
Is the comic's cool. Comic.
Okay, it's the comic's
okay.
Comic.
Okay.
Launched in 2007.
What, say it again, please?
He launched it in 2007. He says he's a
and
journalist.
It's Sean...
It's Sean L.
But oh, it's also
that's his
L.
Middle initials. Oh. His last name starts with M.
I just remembered it.
Sean L.
McCarthy.
McCarthy.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Yes. And that explains why he was so supportive of a podcast, because he launched in 2007, right when podcasting was kicking in slightly after the pioneers of Never Not Funny came on board in 2006.
Right. You had that fateful conversation with Mark Maron, and you said, you should do a podcast. And he said... What is the podcast?
So, he actually did say to us at the Max FunCon, what are you guys doing here? Like, we're doing a podcast. Ah!
Someone told me that recently he shouted us out. And I will say, Mark has a reputation for being prickly or whatever, but like he is consistently always...
there are three people.
Us.
If I may, yeah. I'm building on what you just said. There are three people of the successful podcast world. Chris Hardwick was always very, very supportive, and in every interview he would say, "Well, I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for Jimmy Pardo."
Oh, that's nice.
Mark Maron the same way. Scott Aukerman does it, and who's the third? Who's the third?
That you just said
that
three.
You said three.
You meant three more.
There's six people that do it. No, it's Mark, Chris, and Aukerman. Those are the three that always give us credit. And it's appreciative. There are others that act like they created podcasting,
yes.
Even though they came around 10 years after.
Mm-hmm. Who? Let's name names.
Sarah Koenig. There, I said it.
Oh, my
Do we blame her or we blame NPR? NPR kind of thought they...
I mean, obviously, Sarah Koenig doesn't know we exist, and we have nothing to do with her success. Yeah. So that's
we did invite her on the show once, and we were told no faster than they could press send.
Does she do any... what is she doing these days?
What does she do?
She's just going to jail and talking to that guy. Or is he out?
She's obsessed.
I think he's back in.
Okay.
I think it's one of
did
those.
Did it turn out he did do it?
I think he did it.
It seems like it's going that way, unless you're John Cryer, who very strongly thinks he is innocent.
Huh. Okay.
From Two and a Half Men?
Yeah.
that same John Cryer.
John is very big into true crime.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, he's a very nice man.
He seems nice.
Very nice man.
I loved Pretty in Pink.
Did I say recently on this program that who would have thought that he'd be the guy that's still acting?
Like, and yeah. you did like, say
like,
that, yeah.
Of all of them, you would have thought like that would be the guy that would just have gone off and you'd see him working at a store one day and you'd go, hey, isn't that the guy who was in Pretty in Pink? Where, for some reason, because the other people were the pretty people that, right. you know, that, and turns out his career is, not, they're all still working, but he's. Yeah.
And he's, because he's really talented.
He's very talented.
And I feel like he didn't get, maybe he was lucky in that he got to do that Hiding Out, which was, I think, a successful movie where he wasn't a teenager. He
yes.
was an adult who was looked enough like a teenager that he could pass as a high school student in the plot.
That's a good movie.
It's a really good
movie. I don't know if it's still good.
I remember thinking it was great. Yeah. Like, I don't know if it holds up.
But. We are on time crunch.
Okay.
But no, it's yours.
If you say so, Jimmy.
You're the one that has to leave.
I do have to pick my daughter up. Yeah.
All right. So let's quick. Again, we're trying to match me.
Yes.
The letter is K.
Sure.
All right. Here we go. Every kiss begins with K, and every fuck ends with one. That's a Mario DiGiorgio joke.
I'm going to go home and tell my son that.
Yeah, tell him.
Now let's get it.
Where's this at? Okay, we're going to. Sitting cross-legged on the floor. I'm going to be DJ Jimmy. You ready?
Yeah. As Jimmy goes around the
horn. Defense. Come on.
Wow. Smooth. The letter game. Hope my guess is
better. You start with the letter and end with the name. Trying to check out that equipment.
Yeah, we can check.
Is that the Rodecaster?
It's the Akai.
That's the Akai Professional MPX-8.
I've not even heard of that.
It's a drum pad, actually. It's for like... it's like for to load samples. And
yeah.
People use it as like a drum sample.
We got to get the MPX-16.
I think Elliot needs that.
You know what that would do?
Twice as many.
Double it up, yeah.
I agree.
Garen, here's what I wanted to talk to you about. I don't want to go into the length of this because we're on a time crunch. Matt's got our feet to the fire on this. You and your stupid chat question bullshit that you do on social media. Chat, what do you think about this? Chat, am I a pirate, is what you said.
Yes.
Yeah. Were you at a pirate or a Ren Fair? What were you at?
Yeah, we went to Ren Fair on
you did.
Saturday.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was fun.
You know what?
Nice weather.
On paper, it looks like it's going to be fucking horrible, and whenever I go, I enjoy it.
It has the potential to be horrible because so many people go, and it's usually extremely hot. It was cold and cloudy, so
that's the perfect weather.
It was. There was still a lot of people there, but it was
authentic.
But don't the ladies' bosoms get cold?
Well,
they're always out.
Yes.
If I may, a scarf. What about it?
Obsessed. He's obsessed.
It's not what I want.
Yeah,
he wants a vest.
Keep those things out.
My friend went specifically to get a corset for a Ren Fair in October.
She went shopping for a Ren Fair corset at a Ren Fair.
Yeah, and so the girls were out while we were there, so she got a lot of looks.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I thought it looked hot as hell, to be honest.
You as the pirate?
Yeah,
you looked great.
When I'm standing next to tits out, I'm not. No one's looking at me, so I'm not getting any attention. My friend Ian, who was a giant,
yes,
we got him like a purple robe and a stupid, silly little crown, and he was getting attention too. Like people were bowing to him and like my lord. And
yes, because you're just a pirate.
I'm just a dude. He's with the lord. She's got sword.
Were you a specific?
Oh, you should go wooden. You go wooden sword.
Yeah.
I know.
Yes. Was it like a theme day?
No, it's just all whatever. There was a Jedi walking on at some point. I'm like, you're not even in the right realm, dude.
Do you think it was cold because climate change isn't real?
Yeah. Yeah, Antarctica's got the ice is back. The ice is back, guys. Climate change is over.
Well, it drizzled on Saturday, so obviously we're fine.
We're fine. We've got a great administration.
I thought you were going to ask me about the serial killer that's in town.
Oh, yeah. You got a serial killer in your neighborhood.
What now?
What neighborhood?
This one.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't live here, so.
He lives in Van Nuys.
It's, the body was found at Riverside in River Valley Village.
Pardon?
Valley Village?
No.
Wherever.
Riverside. On Riverside.
Riverside.
Okay.
Valley Village, which is so basically.
It's here.
The post office.
Like. Yeah.
And then a mile and a half from me, murder suspect fleeing. I guess there's been sightings of this guy all over town, and
what
they keep talking about it. It's not officially a serial killer.
There's only one murder, right?
That I'm not 100% sure
on. Yeah, no big deal.
There's people making videos about this now. So
I'm just saying if
I don't know anything. I didn't know anything about this till now. Did you?
No.
I only knew it from Garen, and I was so upset with the chat.
Chat, you don't know there's a serial killer?
Hey, chat, there's a serial killer. Should I be concerned?
Which is worse, chat or fam? Hey, fam.
Oh,
I'm using
yeah.
it ironically because I am not that person.
You
I'm
know
it.
I cannot be more
person.
Clear. It does not come off ironic. It comes off like you mean it, and I want to put your head into a fucking wood chipper.
I think chat's worse than fam, to answer your question.
Oh, yes.
I feel the other way because I'm not part of your family.
You think fam is worse than chat?
Yeah. I don't want to
Who
be.
Does fam?
Same kinds of folks.
The dickhead?
I don't know if he ever has.
Fam's a little bit, like, chat's a little newer, I would think.
Yeah. Either way, they both suck and stop it. Hey, speaking of things that don't suck, what's your K movie guess?
Well.
Horror or sci-fi? And you're first.
Yep.
I'm just going to go with the favorite.
Yeah.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Double
motherfucker. That's the only one I could think of. I told you we were going to match. I'm so pissed. Now I have to think of something else in the 5 minutes I have.
Well, you know what? You could do this. Hey, Elliot, what do you got?
I don't know if there'll be any argument about this, but I'm going with King Kong.
I'll argue him.
I will argue that.
Why would you argue that?
Because it's not a horror movie.
Well,
oh,
it's sci-fi.
I disagree.
I think
the time, it was considered one of the Universal horror films.
That's true. Yeah. And it is sci-fi.
It's a classic horror film.
Some level. Yeah.
So I'm going King Kong.
Yeah, King Kong. They got that line in Training Day. That confirms.
King Kong's got nothing on me.
King Kong ain't got nothing on me. The great Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
Maybe his greatest performance out of a career of amazing performances. Yeah. Name one bad one by Denzel. You can do it. He's let us know.
Is it the book of Ezekiel?
Yeah, that one's okay.
Eli.
Book of Eli.
I didn't love it. And then in retrospect, when I went with another comic, and then we had the conversation afterwards in the drive back to the hotel. He convinced me that I did. Like everything that I didn't like about it, he gave his point of view, and I was like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, okay.
I mean, he did his job properly.
Yeah.
It's a fine movie. There's a twist in it that I wish was more twisty, but otherwise,
right.
I enjoyed it fine.
But not
the strongest overall film, I think, that he's been in.
Agree. Let's agree to agree on this. Allison, you're up.
Unfortunately, mine also was Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Now, is the rule that...
You can use it.
I'm going to use it then.
You're going to use it. You're going to use Killer Clown from Outer Space. And if you get it right, you should split the money.
That's right.
Split to it. Now, is it split or split?
I say split.
Yeah, me too.
I say split. My husband.
What does he do?
He says swastika. And why is he saying it so often? I don't know. But I sat there. This has been going on for a... Like, it's putting...
Where did he grow up?
Tucson.
I'm going to tell you this. South side of Chicago, I thought it was swastika.
Really?
Most of my life.
Okay. So this is a thing.
Yes.
I think my family said swastika.
Schwa. Really? With the schwa.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's a German, language thing or not.
You say swastika.
That's how it's
spelled. I say swastika, yeah.
When you're painting it on the side of somebody's garage.
That
right.
swastika is not large
I
enough.
I say swastika. I don't think that it is correct German pronunciation to say swastika, but I could be wrong.
Well, they do have the C and the H.
Do we need to respect their pronunciation?
It's like schnitzel.
But schnitzel has a SCH.
I don't know how to spell.
Yeah.
I should have told you that in advance. I can't spell.
Let me help you. That has a sh.
Yeah, it does.
Schnitzel.
Doesn't it?
And swastika just has a s.
Yeah, you're right.
Know.
Is there any other word that starts with an S and has a sh sound that we can think of quickly?
No. I can't think of one.
Starts with S and has a sh.
Yeah.
Shank?
Well, no, no H. No H.
Oh, no A.
Schwin?
Oh.
Like swastika. No, that's S-C-H.
You know what?
Without a
swag. Like when you get, you know,
swag.
Free stuff at a party or something. Swag. I used to hear swags.
I think they say that because they think they're being interesting.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we got some great swag.
Hey, Siri, delete my last Blue Sky.
That is without a doubt swag.
Yes. Elliot or Garen's brother. You guys should know the answer to this.
Well,
In German, how do you pronounce it?
Okay, I have to look that up. But Merriam-Webster doesn't give schwa
question.
At the top of swastika. So
I would like
wrong.
To stop talking about swastikas on this.
That's
program.
What I keep saying at home, and then we're back on it.
Yeah, but he
it.
Keeps bringing it up.
Yeah. All right. Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
All right.
Final
Matt,
answer.
Matt, you want to split it three ways?
No, I feel like I'm.
You could also split it with Elliot.
That's the thing. I was thinking maybe I should just pick King Kong, so that either way the money gets split. I do feel like it's probably going to be King Kong, but I did find another answer, so I will say Krampus.
Nice.
Oh, that's a good movie.
All right. I wanted to say
Cole, isn't that Crawl or something?
Crawl.
Why don't
Cole,
you? What?
Yeah, there's
Crawl.
Let's start it up
Krull,
with the fans. With the fans.
Crawl was my third one.
I wanted to say Cujo, and then I remember that's a C.
It's a C. Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right, it shouldn't be. It should be okay.
Wait, what did you?
Same with Christine.
Yeah.
No, you don't. All right, shut it down. Let's go. We're on time crunch. Get to the list.
All right.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm just...
That's all right. So This is the one on the last list. There's some duplicates in here, so I'm going to go through this. Knowing. Anybody know that movie?
I don't.
Oh, nope.
It's a Nicolas Cage movie.
All right. Yeah, Nick Cage.
Knock Knock.
That's about a door.
Kiss the Girls.
It's a Morgan Freeman film.
Yeah, I don't think that's horror to me. That's a thriller.
It's okay. A thriller, yeah.
Knock at the Cabin.
It's a Shyamalan movie.
Now, here's that one horror? That I think you might...
I guess it's horror, kind of.
Here's one I think y'all might have thought of that I didn't. Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Yeah, I've never seen it, so I don't... Is that horror? I guess it is.
It's one of those...
It's just like a creepy, fucked up movie.
I'll tell you this.
No one got it.
I know. I've never heard of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then we've got Joke Answer the... Knockers the Tommy. Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
There it is.
Krull. Then by sequel rules, I assume that this won't count here. Kong Skull Island. Mm-hmm. And then Krampus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park.
That's fun. That's a fun answer.
And then number
that
one.
Is, you know what? It is sci-fi.
Yeah. And then number one, King Kong.
All right. Now, listen. I have a number one here that has not been said. And now I'm a little concerned that I wrote the wrong thing down.
That's crazy.
Oh, boy. Well, let's find out.
I can't wait to hear it.
So if this is here, I'm going to write down what if I'm wrong, I'm going to write down what I think I meant.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right.
What's going to happen, though, if this isn't a real thing? You just get your number two will be your answer?
No. What I thought it was will be the answer.
Is it still a K?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm so confused about what's happening.
Yeah, well, let's see.
All right. Again, I only could think of three.
Yeah.
Number three, King Kong.
Oh.
Time out.
Number two, Killer Clowns.
Oh, there goes my 250.
Space. No, a different...
Oh, wow.
From Delaware.
And number one, and Garen, you can confirm this or look it up, Kraken. K-R-A-K-E-N.
That is
There probably is.
Did I mean Krampus? Because I wrote down Krampus is what I meant.
Kraken.
But Kraken is a movie.
Well, Kraken's a monster.
What are you picturing when you say Kraken?
Yes. Release it.
Sure.
But like, where does it live and what is it doing?
It's a monster of some sort.
Where?
Maybe, I don't know, forest or swamp?
Well, Kraken is a sea monster.
Yeah, comes out of sea. Comes out.
You just said forest or swamp.
Swamp is water.
Is there a possibility that you meant Kraven?
No.
Okay.
There is a movie coming out called Kraken.
Can't wait to see it.
Is it about a monster that comes out of the sea?
It better be.
it looks like it is. A multi-tentacled creature lurks deep in a deep fjord.
All right, here's the deal. I Googled this. So when I Googled horror movies that begin with K, it clearly gave me that.
Yeah,
okay. Right.
So that's my answer. Right. I apologize that nobody matched it.
Good luck. This is your best chance.
Good luck next week with L.
Kind of feels like the number two answer should be the one, and then at least someone
wins. But it won't be, because it's Kraken. It's
a movie. Wrote down Kraken. It is a movie. It hasn't been released yet, but...
Yeah.
Is that... So that's the rule now? You can say movies that don't exist yet?
You could say movies that you Googled and it showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's I feel like if it, on another day you would have said, no, the movie has to have been released.
I never would have said that.
You've changed.
Yeah, I agree. You're not the man I used
to
know.
The rules.
Listen, the bottom line is we had a good time today. That's what matters, right? We got to the bottom of dog and blog and cracking. So we got down to the...
I'm not sure we did any of those things.
Snacking and cracking.
Listen, Garen's brother says it rhymes. End of fucking story. Guy we've never met... Who's the brother of a guy that we can't shake? You need an intern?
I mean, maybe.
Well, yeah.
I know you tried not to hire him. No, he left.
He tried to leave and then didn't take.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think it would take for him to be my intern.
Begged me to stay.
You have to know that's how that didn't go.
Everyone's on their knees.
I've said it before and I'll say it again.
I bought hot dogs.
To celebrate?
Yes. We hugged you
goodbye.
Around the ankles because it was COVID.
I made a mini movie to the theme of The Incredible Hulk.
There's a Reddit thread saying, appreciating me for leaving.
Yeah.
They're my best moments.
That should be deleted. Yeah. I don't know how you delete things on Reddit, but that should be deleted.
I don't think you ever do. Based on some searches I do.
I know.
be something that happened. Here's an answer from 13 years ago, and it's no longer relevant to what's going on in the world. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got all excited the other day. I thought I found an answer to something. I don't even remember what the question was.
Movies
does
to start with
blog
K.
rhyme with dog? Both good answers.
It was that, does Mike rhyme with bike? And it was 13 years old. It wasn't relevant. Allison, the name of your podcast for people that want, you've got the, what do you got, three now? Two?
I have two, and then I have some Patreon ones, but it's Allison Rosen is your new best friend.
Right.
Don't listen to the Conan one.
I would.
I mean, if you want, you can, but it's not mine. And then also Childish with Greg Fitzsimmons, who says Saga. Ugh.
Again, now, is he talking Saga. About the Screen Actors Guild? Is that the problem here?
I wish. I only wish.
Saga. Coming at you, Gary.
He was saying... Fatra.
Sagftra. Hey, everybody, thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for supporting the program. We truly do appreciate it. Check out Allison's podcast. Of course, I'm sure they already do.
They can check it out again.
I'm suggesting that they already are there and subscribe and listen.
They listen weekly.
Thank you very much.
I believe we have a lot of crossover.
I think so.
And rightfully so. Mm-hmm. Right? Like-minded. And, you know, we all voted Trump. And it's...
It's just nice to be with people where I can be myself.
We're not afraid to tell the truth.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah. Tiptoeing around the woke mafia.
You liberal jerks in this town.
We believe you should teach your children what fuck means. That's what we stand for.
I believe you should teach your children well. Crosby, Stills, Nash. Mm. Maybe Young.
Who knows?
Not sure what
when Young got in there.
Group of the was doing the on behalf of the pop culture piece, look over there. He's the brother of the guy that knows it all. That's Garen Cockrell behind Video Village. He's got annoying poles on his bed. That's Elliot Hochberg. There he is, 40 minutes in a fight with his wife. That's the Honcho Matt Belknap, and of course, our great friend Allison Rosen. I'm Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time on the podcast. AK-47, Gone, Not Forgotten.